You know what I think we need
ready? Soul-free line operational? We got a dial. So check out Bomber Man. Bucket on standby. Jack, have you got a gross hospital story ready?
Ready to go.
Rexall, grab 2 12 packs of Dr. Pepper out of the fridge.
Video camera.
Is the video camera rolling?
I'm just there, sir.
Is everyone on ICQ? Is it working?
No problem.
Broadcasting ready to go. Is WinApp geared up?
That's a check.
Anybody in the IRC yet? Damn, NetSplit. Everybody got their headphones and microphones on? Let's go!
Yo.
Anybody got the I Am the Man single? Whoops. Anybody got that fucking thing?
Why do I have a little line record thing now?
What are we all talking about?
Who can hear us?
Who can hear us?
If you're within the sound of my voice,
is
just saying.
Is everybody in?
Is everybody on?
The show's about to begin.
Why, thank you, Dr. Seuss.
That's very fucking cool. That's all.
Intro arrived here. Somebody shot some intro?
Okay. I can hear you.
That's enough. Somebody out there can hear you.
They can all hear us.
Help the other people who can't hear.
But that's Gargoyle. He may actually have our house tapped.
That's probably how he's hearing us.
Gargoyle
Capone X. Yeah, I think he does have the house tapped. He gets a direct feed 24 hours
Capone
a day.
Capone X is the fucking goo. That's the Gargoyles. Do not fuck with Clat.
Oh, yeah. They know what they're doing.
It's very cool.
You know, I have to admit it. I've been kind of disrespectful of the cult. I haven't been. I'm not a member of the cult.
A little skeptical.
I'm a little skeptical of the cult because, well, I'm just not a computer guy. I'm a Luddite. I'm a large, violent Luddite, but
well,
I'm a Luddite.
We have a place for you.
Yes, we do.
This is where the Ronin clan is. Well, most of the Ronin aren't actually generally, you know, very
socially acceptable.
Well, no, by nature they're killers. They're masterless killers who wander the deserts and wastelands of our society.
That's
and
why I'm not in the cult.
And wait for the word from the rest of us. So if, say, a poor gargoyle gets downed, or maybe you've got a prophet who's wounded, we send the Ronin in.
But
then they come, and they keep coming. And you
more
can't stop
and more.
Them. The Ronin are the kind of people who, you know, they get jumped in a back alleyway by 12 Nazi skinheads, and they get the living fuck kicked out of them. And just before they slit their throat, they spit a big mouthful of bloody chiclets in somebody's face and say, "I'll catch you later." That's the kind of people we have as Ronin. They're the shiny, happy, special people.
But I was thinking, that maybe cult is what today's society needs. Maybe it is time for cult, because as near as I can tell, it's the only answer we have to the evil of Scientology.
That's exactly true. It's totally true, Desmond. Not
it's
only
the
Scientology.
The yin of Scientology.
This planet needs an enema.
This whole, it is the yin of everything, man. I mean, what's your choices? You can go, what, Scientology? Go ahead. You can go Catholic. Oh, wait. You could go corporate. You could go and just, you know, accept the fact that you're never going to be accepted, that, you know, you're never going to live up to the ideas of being a superhero, so fuck it, you're a failure, and now you're free to do whatever you want.
Be a failure among failures. And
Well, you know, it's a failure by everybody else's standard. Who the fuck is anyone to judge you? No one's got a right to judge you. Who's got a right to say?
Except you.
You can't dye your hair blue. You show up to a dog job interview with fucking blue hair? Yeah, I'd like to be a tech admin guy. I talk on the phone with people.
Actually,
you have blue hair. You're very observant.
The chicken came back. The chicken dyed his hair in Texas. Mm-hmm. You got to know. That is a pair of brass clankers right there.
Oh, it's funny.
Yeah.
And it looked awesome. Imagine a bright blue G.I. Joe Marine Jarhead cut, man. It was fucking amazing.
As him and the medic are basically riding home,
yep.
Everywhere they stopped, every time they went into like a Burger King or an Arby's or a Jack in the Box.
Oh, you got blue hair, boy.
No. You figured that would be going down, but it wasn't.
Yep.
He had so many chicks come up and run their hands through his finger.
It should also be mentioned that he was wearing county issue.
yes, bright orange
prison garb.
Yeah, you can see that on the webpage. It's like, whoa.
So that's very, very straight. Very, very, very straight.
That's the kind of difference we need.
All right.
That's right.
Speaking of difference, let's have some kind of format and go at least around the room and say who the fuck's here.
That's right.
Who's here?
Who's here? Who's on the camera? I guess it's me.
I guess it is.
Okay.
It's the Sim on the camera.
Is everybody Sim?
It is Sumerium. Show him your neck. Show him your throat.
Sim.
Week four. Look at that. Isn't that a wicked
week
splash?
Week four. The healing process.
God, I just want to take a...
Hairy neck.
I just want to take a knife to that and just open it back up.
How many sizes down has your neck size gone? Sam?
That's right.
That's Uncle Daxter.
It's Uncle Dak. It's your old Uncle Dak. He's back. Well, actually, I went on a date this week. And
We'll get to that. We're just doing the intros.
Yeah.
Back off.
And there it is. The man!
How's it going? Yes, it's Sean Kay. In the house. In your face! So fuck you, man! Anyway, we're just having make extreme faces because this is going on the page.
Hello.
It's...
Raven Lunatic, baby!
Yeah. Look at it. Just pull the hair out. Just pull the hair out, poor me.
Yeah, and that awful Scottish man that's here on the intros. Put them lower.
Lower?
We like it when
you're lower than a Scottish man?
No.
What's lower?
He changed my voice.
What's lower than a Scottish man? I'm trying to figure
I
that
like
out.
It when, I like it when Scottish men go lower.
Really?
And 100%, 200%, 300%. Sexy projectile vomit, man.
Cannot vomit ingesting jelly beans.
He'll vomit jelly beans and Dr. Pepper later.
Vomit when it's all happening. Yes, Prophet Scribe, you heard right. Dax Date. I think we should cut right to Dax Date because people are getting very... There's Sumerian looking sexy. Look sexy. Oh, is your blonde hair.
Oh,
you look like that little fucking kid.
God,
he went through puberty.
God, I want to do a money shot on that face.
I think he would look good with like a blue streak down his hair, blue eyebrows, and like a blue, you know, like a blue felt goatee.
And you look great with.
And the off color comment comes from our own personal version of Ron Jeremy, Uncle Jack.
Wow, there's a visual.
That's right. Remember, I may be out there screwing your daughters.
Danger.
You know, you make it.
Oh my God!
You know,
my hand was not ready on the mixer for that one.
You know, the truth is
my bleeding ears.
Wow, that's really cool.
Who is pinging me?
That's very cool.
I don't know, Mr. Echo.
How he did that?
How do you know somebody's pinging you?
That's fucking cool. He did that multicolor thing.
Oh, by the way,
he's
Smokehouse.
Amazing. He's so elite.
Smokehouse. I am totally Irish. Okay, I love all Celts. As far as I'm concerned, the Celtic people, all of them. Is what God basically intended for people. Everyone else, the reason he made other people that weren't Irish or Celtic is so he'd have someone to send to hell, okay?
Hey, I'm English Welsh, so don't be knocking.
You're going to hell.
Welsh.
I'm Welsh.
Welsh is a Celt. What are you talking about?
Welsh is total Gaelic, maybe.
Yep, that's right.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They are not.
They were, but they
basically... speak the original Celtic language.
No,
they speak Gaelic, so...
They borrowed Celtic from other people, and they just forgot to give it back.
Danger.
Danger. I'm being jumped on by Raven. Someone help me. Help me, please.
Dark One, it was only meant to be for violence. You must understand, Dark One.
There was
only for violent intention.
Any pleasure that was involved in it was purely
coincidental.
She won't touch me because I'm protected. By the god of hair care.
Raven. Maybe you can read out who's in the IRC this week. Oh, look.
Well,
oh, no.
Are you kidding? I can't read half of these.
All right, it's Gargoyle Sumerian, Alien Gonzalez, Emperor Tang, Flesh Tripper Rooster, woohoo! Gargoyle Capone X, good to see you. Gargoyle Mr.
Echo.
Hung Gun Enki.
Enki boy who broke his arm, woo!
Who busted his fucking arm? Come on.
There you go, Goof.
Nakatter? Nakatter.
Nakiska.
Fucking.
Namena.
Fucking NK guy.
NK.
Nomad Romulus. New cult member this week. Nomad Romulus. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Nomad Smokehouse.
Smokehouse.
Always good to see you, buddy.
Oh, now you can read them.
I can read them now.
Oh.
Nixter, Fork, Scribe.
No, no, full names.
Full name. Come on.
Prophet Nixter, Prophet Fork, Prophet Scribe.
Address me by my full name.
Prophet Zero Star. Fucking A, man. These guys are
That's
elite.
Right.
And Spectre. Do we know Spectre?
Spectre. Oh, yeah, we know Spectre.
And another new guy, Vampire Asmodee.
He's from a long time ago. He
and another vampire.
He did, like, graphics
well.
And stuff.
Wiffle Ball Fucker.
Wiffle
That's
ball
a great name.
Wiffle ball fucker?
Wiffle ball fucker?
I did it like this. I did it like
I just
that.
Know.
I did it with the wiffle ball bat. Now I'm on the run. The cops yeah, stopped my gun.
That's I just want to know what's mean. Which hole do you go for?
It doesn't really matter.
Don't answer
It doesn't
that.
Matter when you fuck a wiffle ball. Take it easy. Fuck that. Take it any way you can get it.
Spectre just changed his name to Wiffle Ball Fucker.
Oh, did he?
Oh, and Caffeine High just joined us.
Kendra.
Kendra. They were...
Kendra, you sound
Kendra
like
was here last week.
Yes.
Kendra
was here.
You sound,
said,
like, sound like a woman. I don't know what you're doing here. Run, run. take your estrogen and flee.
He said, I'm hooked. Of course I'm back. So
of
I was talking with
back.
Them before the show started.
I see.
On the IRC. Yes, you do
I see.
See. So we got some stuff this week. We've got an interview with Lars
do.
Ulrich of
we
Metallica.
We've actually
a bit
got an interview with Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, of Metallica. He's going to talk to us about the latest fiasco.
What's going on?
His view on the,
however,
how the music evolution.
However,
and,
I know I think I should step in and basically put a little honesty into this.
Okay.
Lars didn't really want to do the interview, and the only way
True.
He agreed to do it was that we would electronically change his voice and hide his identity. But
That's right.
But us, the bastards here at Rant Radio... Uh-huh. Are going to basically divulge the fact that, you know, this
it
pussy,
is Walls.
It is Walls. You know, he's a pussy, but, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I could take him anytime. You know,
but he's not afraid because he's not in the
music
studio.
Singer. I mean, give me a break.
Fuck, man, my mom could take him.
Wow.
He's dead. You know?
Oh, wow. Dak, you can beat up a drummer. Well, that's really hard. Fuck. My cat can beat up the drummer.
your cat was the drummer for
My
two bands.
My cat was the drummer.
For the last two albums, wasn't it?
I think so. I would have done a better fucking job. Or they could get that old bitch who sang da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She beat the shit out of Lars Ulrich. That's why she's on the album. Just so you know.
She was at, she basically came in the back door.
They had to tell her to calm down because she was all like da 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 axe. She was the coolest thing on the last album.
She was doing more drugs than them. That's why, you know.
No, I think actually what that is I think that's a 19-year-old groupie that Iggy Pop got a hold of and spent 6 months with him, and that's what she looked like after she was done.
Da 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 da.
Chip dip for everyone. Da 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 da. So. Prophet Spidey, yeah, okay, we see ya.
Prophet Spidey. Well, you showed up late, so what do you expect?
Holy cow, we got a bunch of guys.
What's going on?
Hi, everyone's showing up here now. Look how full the MRC is. We're so
That's great.
We fill up the RC.
Oh, yeah, it's no
problem.
If it's not
a scroll bar, well, fuck it then. There's
no big deal
here.
Nowadays,
We're
right?
We're so fucking spoiled. Sean, did you get an IC? My name is S-E-A-N. It is not S-H-A-W-N. It's not S-H-A-U-N.
Oh,
it is not C-H-A-U-P-H-N.
Shopping.
None of that. It is S-E-fucking-A-N, okay?
Don't forget that fucking right there in the middle.
There's a big fucking there.
S-H-A-U-N, S-H-A-U-N,
no,
C-H-U-N, Chun, C-H-U-N, Chun.
Check the web page, it's on every single goddamn submission.
Every MP3 he's done, it says S-E-A-N-K.
Sean Kennedy, TFM.
What does this matter? It's Kennedy, I ran radio.
Kennedy,
what are they talking? Like, Sean doesn't come into the formula anyway.
Hold on.
I full of steps. S-E-A fucking N.
That's right. All capitals, larger than the Hollywood letters, with a guy on the top who's not coming down, who's got a rifle shooting a black dot.
Stay away. Stay away.
Top of the world, Ma.
There's Homer Simpson. There's Homer Simpson. You know, it's just like killing those little fucking Ilian Gonzalez kids in Cuba for money. The
oh,
first couple
right.
are really, really hard. After a while, you're driving around with an ice cream cart.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's right. I got your fucking sprinkles right here.
I got your chocolate. I got your fucking
come
sprinkles.
In and pick I'm your in flavor inside.
You know, I've drank about fuck a liter and a half of this Dr. Pepper here, and I'm really pissed off.
Buzzing. Buzzing.
Okay, Ms. Greco. Okay, we understand devotion. He's got, like, shadow script going backwards on, like, what did you get into the fucking...
I'm going to get into SA.
Look at these guys. Okay, calm down with my name. Is this how the MRC chants? Is this how the... Saya, Sasha, might like to go to the show.
Moving.
Danger.
Moving shadow and moving.
Danger.
Danger.
Damn, webcam is broken.
What? Webcam broken.
What? What are you talking? It's not broken. It's full.
The webcam is broken.
It's all broken. No, it's full. I'm totally sorry, but it's full.
It's full. We have to looking at staring into the room. So they're fuck
say
out of
ten, say
you know what? I think I had like some tofu dogs.
We're killing goats now. That's why it's full. It's goats all over the table.
Fuck you.
Yeah, there's the goat.
You do that. Dak, put the goat down.
Rough.
We can hear about your date later. Put the goat down.
Leave the goat alone.
My goat.
Yeah. What are you doing later? Not everyone can tell if you're Dak, but the police can.
You smell like wool.
You know, I downloaded, you know, the MPEGs, like, just as a footnote here.
Yeah.
I don't. Fucking echoes
going right off the deep end.
He's like, he's gonna start like getting one of those lasers and broadcast my name on the moon. And shit. He'll be like, oh, crazy.
Who's been messing with my laser?
The truth of the matter is like, you know, if you look around, I've been looking in some of the some of the porn agent rooms.
Purely for just research.
Well, no, because they have multimedia sites where they just post
he
whatever.
They're for the interviews.
No, there's
on the
everything
cars.
In there. They're on the multimedia sites. You get porn. You get fucking MP3s. You get everything, right?
Yeah, so anything you want.
You
type it in.
Get MP3s without getting some porn because you're like cool, and you download cool, and oh look at that, it's a guy fucking a sheep. Right?
Cool fuck. MP3.
I have a cool fucking sheep, but like. Recently, there's been a huge insurgence of shit eating and like piss videos and sheep fucking on the internet.
Tasty. Yeah.
Now, I can understand the whole latex thing. You know, like the whole women get dressed up in black.
It's very tight and
it's tight. It's sexy. Okay. Yep. I can understand. You know, even the schoolgirl fetish. You know, I can understand that. I can even understand. You know, I'm not into Japanese girls. Like, I can understand that fetish.
Yep.
How in the fuck do you get a hard on by eating some woman's shit? How does that work exactly?
Yeah, where does that start?
How does that start?
How does it evolve?
You know, one time I was going down to my wife and she farted and it really turned me on.
I asked her to do it.
How does that work exactly?
From then on, I asked her to do it every time.
Let's step beyond that for a second. How do you explain the health consequences when you eventually have to go to your doctor because you've contracted some sort of indescribable disease or infection from
this?
No crap. I've told this story before. I'm going to tell it again because it works in here. Two guys, they're gay. They're shoving a flashlight up each other's ass.
Because that's what you do when you're gay.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, you grab anything. Flashlight.
What? I love these guys because they give gay people a bad fucking name.
No,
everybody thinks that, oh, you're gay. Quick, shove whatever small rodent we can find up your ass.
No, I mean, it's
sorry, Wiffle Ball. You're the guy.
Raven has left the room.
It's nothing, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, whatever. If you want to, like, shove something up each other's ass, hey, you're consenting adults. I don't give a shit. So long
that's
as
right.
It's, quote,
do it safe. Do it safely.
Consenting
too.
Adults. However, one of them lost hold of the flashlight. So you know they
it's well lubed.
I guess, they try for a while and they can't get it back.
It's just like a Maglite, mini Maglite.
Yeah, no, it's a full Maglite. It's a full 3-cell Maglite.
3-cell, 3D. A D, one of those C's.
Because let's put it this way: the colon is quite a large organ, and
quite ample.
Well. They come down to the hospital.
Oh, Raven's back.
And the doctor basically, they kind of like very embarrassed, tell their story. And okay, so the doctor basically gives the guy a shot.
Capone X reassures us that gay people do not shove flashlights up their asses. It's
Spectre.
A documented fact that there's never been a gay person that has.
Spectre.
How do you know?
Just as a question here, Spectre.
Maybe
are you actually a gargoyle or did you just throw that on your name? Because I don't know if I know you. Somebody check the website.
Spectre's from way back.
Spectre's from way back.
He hasn't been around for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can check. Somebody verify that.
Somebody verify Spectre's in the Gargoyle Clan.
If you're not, he probably would be. He probably just doesn't understand what's going on.
Oh, I want to be a gargoyle.
And if you do, rock on, buddy.
But you've been around
since day one. So, hey, that's really cool. Yeah. Email me, kennedy@ramradio.com. I'll let you in on all
that. Yeah, but you're one gay man. You don't speak for all gay men. Are you the head of the gay men?
He is the head of the gay men.
He speaks for all gay men. We have not issued any flashlights recently as sex toys.
Let's understand this. There's gay men, and Caponex will... Oh, he is a gay goyle.
He's a gay goyle. Okay.
Gay goyle. I don't think
he's gay goyle, not gargoyle.
Sorry, missed that one. Sorry, you go right ahead.
Okay, so anyhow, the doctor...
Damn, I hate when semantics trip you up.
The doctor gives a guy an injection so that it basically will loosen him up, and he dilates the guy's ass. I mean, they actually have tools that will fucking do this. And
oh, yeah.
He has his flashlight, and he's going to take a look, and no fucking lie, there's a light shining back out.
And there was a guy in there, and he says, you want to get out of there? I said, fuck that, I'm going to find my car keys, we'll drive out of here.
No, that is the honest to God truth.
The question is, does the light stay on when you close it?
Absolutely. And that really bugs me. And I'm sure Caponex will back me on this one. You know, there's gay people and there's fags. Okay, and even gay people will say there's fags. There's gay people that are like, "Hey, how's it going? What are you? I'm gay. I find this other man attractive." And then there's gay people that's like, "A super."
No, those are called queens. And I had a guy.
True, that's
I knew a good name for it. I knew a guy that was a queen, and I have to say he used to crack me up. This guy was hysterical to know. He was.
Oh. Caponex says, "Dak, give me names. I will revoke his queer card." So those people that were using the flashlight, it's against the rules.
Take that rainbow sticker. Get that rainbow sticker off your fucking
car. Yes, remove all the rainbow stickers off the
now,
car.
Now that's a tough union.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Well, remember, you know what they say, 10%.
That's right. Yep.
But anyhow, this guy was hysterical. You had to know this guy was a flaming fucking queer.
There's another name. Flamers. Yep. There we go.
Okay.
Flaming. I mean, he was on fire. This guy was every stereotype about that you can think of.
You know, some of those guys, especially if they're blatant about being gay, like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, those
yes,
guys.
Yeah.
They're awesome. They're the best. I want to hang with those guys. They're awesome. They're just like, because nobody, and I will say this, nobody knows how to party like gay people do.
No, seriously. They
are the king of the fucking party.
Let's put it this way. The only white people in the world.
Free entertainment gold.
Bowel cowboys. There's a new one.
The only white people in the world with rhythm are gay. I swear to God.
Oh, true story.
The only man who will willingly go dancing.
Rhythm, baby.
The only man who will willingly go dancing where there is not a girl at the end. To make them go dance.
Here's a funny story. You want to hear Sean's gay story? This is Sean's gay story. The closest I've ever come to a homosexual experience. Who wants to hear this? Huh?
Sure. I do.
Everybody wants to hear this one.
I do.
All right, understand, for 3 years of my life there, I was trapped in the fucking army, which is, you know, could be called Concentration Camp Shiloh. It's also called Aurora Pente. You know, go watch Empire. Go watch, you know, Star Trek 5 or whatever the fuck it was. You know, welcome to CFB Shiloh. They're in the wilds here. Punishment is banishment to the surface. On the surface, nothing can survive. Work well, you will be treated well. Work poorly, and you will die.
I see.
That's great.
I would like to get back on the bus. No. Okay, then.
There is no getting back on the bus.
Perhaps I will simply die. No, I will. Don't shatter my... All these guys are like, no.
He's the man.
Man. Listen up. You'll like this story. It's a good story. I was in the army, and I was all fucking pissed right off. We used to get these leave periods where I'd be like, okay, you now have leave for a week. Go, right? And... You didn't know you were going to get leave in the morning, right? You're just like, oh, fuck, we're on leave, go! Somebody changes their mind. Because if they change their mind and you're still on the base, they can revoke it. But if they change their mind, you're gone off the base because you just vanished. Okay, they can't get you. And they say, well, he's not in trouble because we told him he was on leave and he just fucking vanished. So I'm serious. This is how it works. So what it is that... You know, they say,
you're on leave, and you're like, God, I must get on leave. On the way back to the house, you stop by the fucking PX. You run inside. You grab the 40 of vodka, right? You're going back to the house. You are drinking as you go. You talk to some of your buddies in the car with you. You're going to Winnipeg. I'm going to Winnipeg. We're leaving in 20 minutes. All right. You get to the house. Grab the
wall bag,
and you're gone. You're outside that fucking door. Half the 40 is gone. You're having troubles making it to the car because it's going to hit you. But you better get in that car before the fucking alcohol hits you. You're going to be some very serious shit. You get in the car. Turn it on. Spark it up. Buddy's got about half a pound of grass in the back seat. Right on. Okay, we get out on the open highway. On the open highway, we're cruising down. Now, this is the prairies. You could be stoned on fucking crack, okay? You could be doing so many drugs that Ozzy Osbourne and Iggy Pop could be in the back seat saying, oh, right, you better slow down there. You're bogarting. You know, it wouldn't really make a difference. Right, so we're getting fucked up. We're driving across the prairies.
Keith Richards is like, I'm worried about you, man.
Keith Richards is like, you better slow down, son. You know, so we're fucking going. We are just absolutely... just giving her shit. We're halfway across the prairies. We're listening to Gabbard hardcore rave music from Amsterdam. You know, this is the shit that we're listening to, okay? And we're just giving her hell. So we bomb all the way in there. And at this time, I was dating this girl named Christina. And we'd just broken up, but I knew her best friend was in town, and her parents were out of town, so I was deciding I was going to go to her place. As conveniently, it was her birthday.
Happy birthday.
So I could say I was there for her
birthday. Happy birthday.
So I fucking show up at her house. This is all true, by the way. This is a really sick
gay girl.
Gay girl.
So in any case, we get in. We get in there, and I'm like, hey, how's it going, blah, 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 blah. She's like, oh, hi, wow. This is the Winnipeg crowd. The Winnipeg crowd didn't take a whole lot of shit because it's fucking cold and everybody wants to leave, so they all get drunk the minute they're off work. So everybody's fucking hammered. They're all fucking smashed. And so they're like, whoa, hey, whoa, you're here, whoa, you know? And it's all good, right? And I'm like, ah, what's that? You know, everybody's cool. So I get inside there, I'm getting fish. She goes, oh, some of my friends are coming over. I said, great, that's fucking good, right? I'm half in the bag, right? She goes, that's fucking good.
And, I've heard this goes, story before. And
oh,
before.
It's getting good. She goes, and I'm half in the bag. And she goes, well, they're gay. And I said, well, I've never partied with gay people before. But the way I see it is I know that she's not gay, and I know that I'm not gay, and all the men that are showing up are gay. That increases my odds of getting laid with this chick under tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, it's all good.
I say, is anyone bi? No, they're all gay. Right on.
Yay.
Yeah, that's the shit. Okay, so.
Getting laid one way or the other.
So I'm like, God damn, somebody, if I drink enough, I'm going to bed with somebody. Is it gay if you get a blowjob? Is that gay? Capotex, can you clarify that for me? Someone's wondered about that. If a man sucks another man's dick, is the guy who got his dick sucked gay?
Just a mouth, right?
Any portal doing the storm, right? God
Bark
damn,
really.
I hope my wife isn't listening. I'll deny all of this. Anyway, so we're sitting there, and I'm getting fucking faced, and all these guys show up. Now, these aren't gay men. These are little prissy fairies, okay? These are like, I'm dying, right? It's funnier than fuck. And they sit around, and I'm getting more smashed. And I'm still smashed now. I can't get out of the goddamn chair, right? And I'm just laughing my head off. And they all sit around in a circle, and they get a glass bottle out, and they start playing fucking...
Spin the bottle?
No, not spin the bottle. They started playing Truth or Dare. Mm. Truth or Dare. Truth or Dare. Okay. So I'm like, oh, fuck, are you serious? And they're truthing, you know, because they're all pussying out at first. And they're all going... You know, truth, what's the biggest thing you've ever stuffed up your ass? And they're all like, and there's me in the corner going, I'm turning blue, right? I'm fucking dying, right? Oh, man, it's fucking, oh, it's just brutal. So they come around to me. I'm three quarters in the bag now, and they go, fucking truth or dare, Sean. And I go, fucking dare, you bunch of pussies. Or it's not your fault, you're all queer. And, like, you're proud of it, so just think of that as, like, a title. And they're like, well, we dare you to kiss Chad. And Chad, now, let's pause, stop it right there.
Let's go back.
Let's hold on.
Whoa.
You know, we're going to do the Fight Club pause here. Stop it right there. Chad looks like the drummer from NSYNC, or that little blonde kid from NSYNC. Is that right? NSYNC or
Backstreet Boys? Backstreet Boys. They've all got a little blonde kid.
Actually, the first time you told me the story, he looked like the kid out of the Moffats you were telling me.
Oh, whatever. He's like
whatever this, boy group will do.
Yeah, whatever. He's like this little skinny guy. The guy maybe weighs about 1.5 bucks, and he's got like the blonde bowl cut going on. You know, a little bit of acne, not much, and. And he looks at me with these big saucer-like eyes. Strikes into his being, you know. And he almost screams before I grab him by the throat.
Fuck!
You know?
But he's also thinking, is this my last chance to kiss a straight guy?
And he's like, oh my God! And I grab him, and I plant his fucking head down, right down into the cushions, eh? And he can't do nothing about it, and I plant a big fucking wet one right on his lips, eh? And he can't fucking move, and I try to stick my tongue in his mouth. He's not going for it, you know? His teeth were fucking clamped, right? And I'm like, hey, I like that! And he's like, I took my army gun! Fast forward, half an hour later, I'm chasing this guy around the house. He locks himself in the bathroom, I'm kicking the door. Get on your fucking knees, Chad! Chad, get the fuck out here! You've convinced me, Chad! Come here, Chad!
All I needed was a real man.
Come here, Chad, I'm gonna fucking break you with a plow! Come here! Get the fuck out here, Chad. I got some farm implements out here, Chad. Get out of here! I got a thermos, Chad. A big stainless steel one that I've lived up. I'm fucking going
We'll work
crazy.
Our way up.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So, of course, I wasn't serious. That's my story. And
wait for him to call you on it.
Yeah, and he won't come out of the bathroom. We left the house. He still didn't come out of the bathroom. That was it for him.
Is he gone?
Well, I'm going to this gay club. I made friend with this psychotic fucker from Amsterdam who actually wound up divorcing his wife and winding up in the nut house after we fucking partied for like... We stayed drunk for like 5 nights. It was,
There's an addendum to this story when he gets through.
Yeah. Yeah, long story short, we wound up... I wound up partying with this Amsterdam guy. And then, like, almost a year later, the guy from Amsterdam shows up on my doorstep. And I send him over to Dak's house, and Dak doesn't actually know that he's, I am
off. Usually A-O. Laughing my ass off.
But it's like, oh, man, it's just crazy.
Yeah, you dumped an insane Amsterdam in it.
That guy could drink like a fucking fish, man. I got into a drinking contest with a guy from Amsterdam. And we were all up there, but, woo, man, it was crazy.
So did you get her or not?
Get who?
A chick.
The chick.
No.
I was happy with the little one.
Yeah.
The little one was going, bah! I'm walking in, I'm so horny, I can fuck a seat.
That's what I'd be doing. He wouldn't come out of the bathroom for fuck all. When we came home later that night, he wasn't there. I was really upset.
Ran away.
I was upset, yeah.
Where's Chad?
You turn away.
Did you go, Chad, come back?
No, I was chasing Chad around.
I love you. You're super.
Come here, Chad. Come here.
Come here.
Chad, come here. Come here, Chad.
Hey, Alice.
Get your fucking...
It's your high.
Bring that tight little sphincter over here, Chad. Come here. Come here, Chad, you fuck.
It's not time to phone in.
I don't think it's time to call in.
Somebody, it's somebody downstairs.
Oh, somebody's here.
Hi, you're at the Door Rant Radio. Who is it?
It's Bert.
Hey, Bert.
Kurt Bert.
It's Kurt Bert. Bert Kurt. Bert.
So why don't we play some tunes?
Give us a chance to take a breath.
I will. I've got one.
You got one.
Put one for all the homosexuals out there.
I do have one just like that. It's exactly for that.
Oh, boy, no. Just like
Bye Got 20.
No, that's not it.
Bye Got 20.
No.
No.
Oh, well, I guess we'll just film.
Jean, however, has really changed his story, because I remember a time when he used to say that homosexuals were why God invented concentration camps.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I used to be, now, when I was 14 and 15, yeah, I hated gay people. And you know what the really sick thing is? You know what changed my mind? This is embarrassing. What changed my mind was the film...
It was the film
Philadelphia.
Yep.
Actually, I used to be a total fucking hate monster.
Is that a recommended film?
Yes.
Philadelphia, for sure.
Definitely.
Okay.
For sure.
Because I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God, yeah. Philadelphia's an amazing film. And it totally changed my view, and I realized that I was basically just a fucking idiot. And I'm a
close-minded person.
Oh, yeah, I was a fucking fool.
We don't know what that's like, though, do we there?
Not here at Rant Radio. No, we don't.
Tim.
We could get into it, but I'm sure you don't want to on the air.
We don't want to get into close-minded people on the air here. That's bad. Yeah. So
I've got...
So I'm an ex-hater. Yeah, I'll freely admit that. I'm an ex... anti.
I just hate corporates. People.
But I took all that hate and I harnessed it in a new direction.
And thus was born Cult.
And thus was born Cult, where we freely embrace everyone who's into free choice.
So I've got a song from, I don't know if it's officially from a show or not, it's from South Park.
Oh, it is. It is from a show.
Is it? Okay, yep. It's Big Gail singing a takeoff of a rap song. I don't know if you've heard the rap song or even if you like rap, but it's kind of funny.
But you don't. Fuck you. Just play.
You don't. Fuck you.
You know, I didn't used to like rap, but you know what changed my mind? Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah,
they're funny. They're fucking great, man.
All right, play the song.
Here's Big Gail with Back That Ass Up.
What you to do is bend over and walk this way.
Like this?
No, fool. Back that ass up.
Oh, like this?
No, like this.
Okay.
You're so silly. I said I love the way your ass shakes. It's crazy. I love to toss the salad daily. It's tasty. I love it when we're maxing, relaxing. You ask me if I'm super. Her face for asking. Don't you know I'm a diva like Xena? You say, hey, senorita. Nice to meet you. Bend over like a doggy. Here comes the loggy. We can do it like a monkey or a froggy. You can play with my Sony. Grab my pony. I don't like blow-up dogs because they seem phony. You like it from the back. Side, the rough ride, the dip, 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 dive. Boy, you look good, need to back that ass up. You a big, fine man, back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Antoine, quit playing, back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Boy, you need to stop playing, just back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. All you need to do is back that ass up. I love to be new with the Village People. I watch Mel Gibson's butt in the movie Lethal. Jumping your ass like I'm doing that's Knievel. Shagadelic like Austin Powers, Dr. Evil. Your ass is demented. I'm your gay bandit. And Chad, your butt's too hairy. I can't stand it. The big airplane strip has just landed. So spread your butt cheeks so I can jam it. Boy, you look good. You need to back that ass up. You're a big, strong man. Back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Antoine, quit playing. Back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Who would you play with? Back that ass up. Boy, you look good. You need to back that ass up. You're a big strong man. Back that ass up. I know you can't stand it. Gay bandit. Hopping around the big carrot like a rabbit. Looking for a big man. A big man. Send it deep inside like quicksand. Looking for a big stick. A loving summer stick. Back that ass up fast but not quick. Boy, you look good. You need to back that ass up. You're a big, strong man. Back that ass up.
Fuck up! Okay, well, that's gone. We just killed that. That's
why?
That's history. Well, because everybody hates it. It's fucking stupid. The only kind of rap we play here is like... actually, if you got Ghetto Boy Still, you should have Ghetto Boy Still.
Yeah,
we'll play that one later. That's
angry.
That's my fucking rap. The only kind of rap I like is the... really angry kind of Ghetto Boys Onyx. You know.
Kind of shooting cops. Kind of
yeah, like, when I was six, I killed my turtle with a chainsaw just to show my neighbors I was hardcore, that kind of stuff. You know, I fucking shot the milkman and then I cut his fucking head off and jerked off in it and drank his blood and fucking carved my own initials in my mom's forehead so she knew I was her son and, you know, whatever.
Time for the news.
Time for the news?
Time for the news?
Here's the news.
Time for the
promo.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
Would you like to tell this to our listeners?
I'm late. The reason I'm late is I was working all day.
Why were you late?
Jeez.
Jesus fucking Christ. Be here for the
what
show
do
or
pay
don't
you for?
I don't know. What do you pay me for?
We're going to cut your salary
no,
in half.
Wait a minute. What do you pay me?
Nothing. And you're getting half
insults,
of that this week.
Insults, apparently. Put the dog in the fucking basket. Okay. I'm so tired. On the way here, there's two kids rollerblading down the street towards me. It's pitch dark. One's wearing a white top. One's wearing white bottom. But they're rollerblading.
Oh, there's two people. It's cutting half out.
That's what I thought for about 5 seconds. All I saw was one of them was in front of the other. All of a sudden, the top half splits off. And I'm like, oh, crap.
I better pull over. That's why you're late.
No, disassemble. No, disassemble. Fuck that.
Kurt Bird, have you been taking drugs again?
Or have fuck you that, stopped man. Taking your drugs?
Don't you hate when CGI invades reality?
I hate that
crossover thing.
I hate that
fuck.
Shit.
More and more, I see that.
Some people were saying in the IRC they want to know what clan was what and what they were about.
Right.
I've got to write that up. And
I mean, it's somewhere. It's already there.
No,
right?
It's in the.
Written,
no, it's not on the page anyway.
No, it's on the page. It's you've got it written down.
But we've got it. It usually goes in the opening HTMLs to people who join.
Right.
People who join, they know who's in what clan. And eventually, I'm going to be putting together, and this is something that we've been talking about, Smokehouse convinced me to keep going with brainwashing, and that'll be up this week. And a lot of people want to listen to brainwashing. They want to get it going on, and that's cool. So we're going to try to be putting that up as often as we can. I'm not going to commit to an actual time, but I'd like to try to keep it within that once every 2 weeks in there. But another thing I want to do is a lot of people really enjoyed the opening HTML that I sent them, where I talk about, you know, the why cult is being there and why it's cult does not endorse the Klan Gaygoyle. just to fucking put that on there. Okay. Anyway, we got a bunch of people joining Clan Gaggle. Should I be like impressed by that? Just turn down the volume down on the music and brainwash you so I can fucking hear you, Sean. Okay, fine. It's not my fault anymore. It's all Sumerian. He's mixing everything.
Sean mixed the first one.
I mixed the first one, and I fucked it all up, okay?
I mixed the second one.
He mixed the second one.
No, mix the third one.
He will be. So there. Fuck off.
Go away.
Go away. Stop picking on me. What was I talking about? God damn it, what was I talking
Nothing.
About?
Nothing.
No, I was fucking talking
the
about
the clans and putting things on
yes,
the page.
Yes, it's
going
to be on the page, okay? The fucking clan expansion is going up, and I'm going to try to write an actual book about it. So there. Fuck you.
A book?
Yeah, I'm going to...
On the newsstand? It's going to be in the stores? And
no, it'll be...
It's like
I'm not charging for
cult.
Shit.
It's like Dianetics, only it works.
Yeah, it'll be like... I should actually call it like...
Would you like to come in for a short survey? Listen, I want you to answer a few questions.
Just hold these tin cans.
You know...
Read the gun tower. Read the gun tower.
That's what I should do. I should call it
the gun tower.
The Diuretics Gun Tower. The Holy Diuretics Gun Tower magazine. Somebody come up with a title for the book. The Sean K. Bible. Somebody come up with a title for it.
Wouldn't be a good
All right,
Bible
but anyway,
name.
Let's talk about the news, Tim.
Okay. This one is from the Seattle Times. And it's Seattle police study non-lethal arms. This is great.
Yeah, they're going to have to put actual effort in to kill people now.
Because I guess they're not...
Get out of those rubber bands!
Yep, get out of those rubber band guns.
Ah, my eye!
Reacting to a public outcry after the fatal police shooting last month of a man with a history of mental illness. So that Seattle police officially said yesterday they would study the use of non-lethal weapons as an alternative to guns. I don't care if it's a person with mental illness or not. If this guy has a gun and he's being violent, he's just as good as another violent person. Just because he doesn't know what he's doing doesn't make him... Well, don't shoot him. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's still killing people.
You have a gun, and you're basically shooting at people. Let's put it this way.
You are already insane, right? It doesn't matter if you've got a paper proving it.
You are a viable target.
Okay, you guys are missing the point here.
Yeah, but it specifically states that with a man with a history of mental illness. Oh, they have to ask him first. Are you mentally ill? We'll have to take you down with non-lethal weapons then, instead of lethal weapons for normal people.
I personally think the French guys in Monty Python had a little thing going there. Ah, fart in your general direction! You know, that,
there's
that,
a good non-lethal, non-lethal thing.
And all, honestly, I'm a big fan of the cops having
French,
non-lethal weapons.
But doesn't that have to be nice?
Because you don't seem to understand.
What?
The cops are... against us. So if they have to come at me
they're
with
mace, they're there to help us.
That's great.
Better than guns.
I'd love to see a cop break into my house with a wet noodle. Stop or I'll mace you. Well, fuck you. I've got a gas mask. You know, like, fuck them, man.
But they were just looking at the absurdity of it. I mean, you know, what's next? Do the police have to wait 3 days to shoot at you? You know, do a background check to find out if you had a history of mental illness before they can shoot you?
The good thing is that this will probably
run you through my computer.
Don't laugh, man. That's coming.
Super Soakers with Kool-Aid. Foam bats and ear flicks. I'm going to flick your ear.
Ow.
Sense to the way I flick your ear.
Hang. scratching her head, I'm scratching her head.
Here's one.
All right.
Stiffer sentences for high-tech crime.
Now, this is great.
Yeah, they don't understand computers, so let's throw bigger sentences at them, because it's bad. Adding new teeth to federal laws governing high-tech crime, the U.S. Sentencing Commission on Monday sent Congress guidelines for judges that would substantially increase penalties for such crimes as credit card and identity theft using computers to solicit or sexually exploit minors and violating copyrights and trademarks online.
What's that last one there, Sam?
Violating copyrights or trademarks online.
Make sure you don't use a picture of Mickey Mouse or you're
violating
going to jail.
Violating copyrights or trademarks online.
I don't understand why they think using
violating
a computer...
Violating copyrights
or trademarks
online.
So you have to go to this page and look at all the different listings for all the copyrights.
Violating trademarks.
Trademarks.
Or copyrights online.
Stiffer sentences.
So don't put up a fan page to your favorite band.
Yes.
Because that's a copyrighted thing.
I will say this now. If
so
ever...
we'll have 5 billion pages. This is my homepage. This is my dog. Because you can't put anything else up. Everything's copyrighted.
Well, they can put me up.
That's right.
You can't use This Is My Dog. That's still copyrighted.
I'm sorry.
This Is My Dog trademark.
That's okay. Because all cult users can have my face on their homepage.
Plaster it anywhere you want.
Plaster it.
It's public license.
Sean Kay is open source. Spread the virus. Infect everything. Okay? Fuck that. This is just... Oh...
I don't understand. You got two crimes. One person committed it with a computer, one person committed it without a computer.
Oh, because if you use a computer and your technology... See, government wants people to be scared of fucking computers.
Yeah,
they
obviously.
They want people to be stupid.
Of course they do.
If you're fucking smart, you might actually vote. And if you vote, then the old fuckers who are standing
out of there
might actually get voted out. Sweet Jesus, we got to stop this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
No doubt. Oh, they got a poll there. Hang on.
Okay.
Yes, computer criminals have been getting off lately. No, they are still too lax. No, they are still too harsh. Those are your three choices.
Huh? Let's say, no, they're still too harsh.
What was the first big case against the cyber hacker?
Oh, yes, computer traders have been getting off lightly. 51% people say they get off lightly. What a load of shit. I'm sure that's a doctored spec.
Oh, yeah, for
fuck.
Sure.
Whatever, man. Whatever. I don't give a fuck about your laws.
Trust
the
polls.
I don't give a fuck about your society. I reject it. I reject your fucking laws. I reject your society. You're going to come put me in jail? Come put me in jail. Bring friends.
No shit. Bring a lot of friends.
Bring a lot of friends.
Bring a lot of friends because I haven't had a good fight in a long time.
You know, I mean, it's like...
Remember, Chris King is the ringleader and join us in Club Fed.
Here's one. If you want to Jesusify... your webpage.
Yeah, this is
Jesusify.
Jesusify your webpage.
Did you?
Most people have seen the Ask Jeeves webpage, which is just another search engine.
That's right. But this is Ask Jeeves.
You can find at a collection of useless webpages the a link to the Ask Jeeves page, which if you use that to search the web, will Jeesify any webpage you go to. It's a truly
you Jeesified the rant radio webpage.
I'm gonna do it too.
Oh, it's better than that. He Jeesifies the
Here's the one for the cult webpage.
Yeah, this is Jeesifying the cult rant radio page. I have Satan implanted a chip unto a guy and he couldn't walk. How sexy is this? I can't wait for the amplifier chips.
This one's better. Shit, sinner, I'm gonna head unto the State Department to wait for mine holy laptop. Thither givest them unto, complete with top secret inscrutable numbers. Let's sayeth to that some alien spaceship landed and these meek snake bots cometh slithering out of it. I don't know about thee, but I'm goingeth wholesale psycho upon it with mine shovel.
Mine shovel. Nice way to impress thine aliens.
So basically, it takes
Alcor made the internet.
How fucking dense doth thee have to be, thinkest that Abel, co-producer of Tipper Sticker and Buddy's Value Freak, saith he created the Tower of Babel, the most open form the world hath ever known. Paying, what's worse, that this meathead journalist is... trying us to back him. Well, he's begat a case, Lee, no. Pang, pang, pang.
Hey, it reads smoother than the Bible.
Oh, yeah. So it replaces words, it replaces pictures. It's just hilarious. Take it to your favorite website and just go with it.
Link on that high-speed attack aircraft carrier, actually.
That's
the last story. Last story on the page. This is one sexy piece of kit. Russian arms, Soviet version. Does it Jesusify? Does it keep Jesusifying as
you
go?
Oh, yeah. Keeps Jesusifying.
Oh, we don't. Well, whatever. It's a pretty light thing. We don't want to cruise the web Jesusified. That's like.
Actually, that
oh, it's all gone.
Did you guys?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever remember during the week to actually call up that Bible Man White 1-800 number? Find out if he's coming to
the Bible Man. Oh, no, it's not during the week.
No,
oh,
that
yeah.
was it.
I know. I'm putting it up for people to go to.
Oh, okay.
Bible Man?
Now, here is Bible a sexy man. Piece of kit. All the way down. Yes, that is 300 tons.
Whoa, kind of heavy.
That's a...
The hydroplaner.
Yeah, it's a Russian hydroplane. Rooster found this and sent it to me. This fucking thing does 300 miles per hour, yeah, and it's the size of a World War II aircraft carrier.
Wow.
It's fucking sexy.
That is brutal.
Yes, yes. I want one. I said I've already got one.
I say we take that and we turn that into the Rant Radio headquarters.
I say we turn that into Cult headquarters. This is Rooster's idea. He wanted it to be our new attack craft. I think what we should do is we should get that and run, you know, backup support for Greenpeace.
Go
we're
back.
Going back. We're going back.
Go back.
Parents kill Iranian girl for grades. In Tehran, Iran, a couple in northern Iran forced their 8-year-old girl to drink poisonous weed killer, killing her for getting bad grades, the official Islamic Republic news agency reported Monday. Abbas Rajadabadaba and his wife, whatever, were arrested Saturday in the northeastern province of Gilan, where they lived, said the agency, quoting a police officer. They confessed to forcing their daughter, Maida, with a name like that, to drink the glass of poison 2 months ago because she was getting bad grades and they wanted to save her from becoming a burden on society.
Well, that'll teach her. I bet she'll never do that again.
The parents then wrapped the body in a blanket and buried it in the yard of an abandoned house in their neighborhood. It quoted the police saying the parents were drug addicts and the investigation was still ongoing. Gave no further details.
Well,
they've got the best intentions in mind.
Normally I think that Islamic justice is a little too extreme.
A little.
Well, silly me, what do you know? Maybe sometimes they are right.
There's one thing I did want to point out about this whole thing is just I think you'd have to take this one with a grain of salt. Just from the Islamic Republic news agency.
Does it say anywhere that they were apprehended or arrested in this story at all?
No.
No, it doesn't. Isn't that amazing?
No,
well, the two parents were apprehended Friday. No,
the investigation
they weren't.
Is still ongoing.
Well, the investigation, they just want to
what
find out.
What the fuck is the investigation? Yeah, we did it. We killed her, wrapped her in a body.
Specifically what kind of...
Arrested Saturday
were they?
In the northeastern province.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, but...
I skipped.
What's the fucking investigation? Did you do it? Yes, here's the body. We buried it. We forced to drink poison.
It looks like they know everything about it.
We got the method. We got the body. We have a confession. Perry Mason could close this bitch up.
No. Fred Flintstone could close that up.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, holy cow, you know?
Somebody needs a dying. You know what I'm saying? Somebody needs to be a dying right
this
now.
This is awesome. This is my favorite story.
South African UFO?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Shit's falling out of the sky.
Danger, danger. Metal objects which fell to Earth in South Africa have been identified as coming from a U.S. rocket used to launch satellites.
Hey, isn't that super
Three pieces
fun
crashed out of orbit, and there has been concern that
it's
may
super fun
or
ball.
May fall. Super fun ball!
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to know that these guys were, like, in the middle of Africa. They're farmers. It's like, ulaba, 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 ulaba.
Ulaba!
It wasn't something they're familiar like. It wasn't something they're familiar with, like a Coke bottle.
Coke bottle.
It's the gods must hate our ass.
The U.S.
The gods must be pissed.
Like
witness soda was white hot when it landed. Oh, what is this?
But I love this next paragraph.
What's that?
They're definitely from a Delta II rocket, says C's at Cape Town's observatory. There could be more on the way, but the chances of anyone getting hit by one are rather less than being run over by a bus. So don't anyone worry. They'll just keep coming down. You'd probably get hit by a bus before one hits you. So they're not going to prevent them?
Mind that bus.
It's okay.
What bus?
They probably won't hit you.
Well, what are they going to do about it? How are they going to stop them?
Secure them on?
Well, you shouldn't really worry about it. Or what? What if we're worried about it? Well, there's nothing we can do. So...
build a better rocket?
Arm-inflated umbrella for you.
Yeah.
These go away.
This is the big ball, boys.
I have a solution. We'll send the U.S. government a strongly worded letter.
let's treat the cancer instead of going after the thing that causes the cancer.
Well, they can't do anything. What are they going to do?
What do you mean they can't do anything?
What are they going to do?
Secure it better? Release it further up in the air?
They're old satellites that are dead. Don't even tracks where they are anymore. It's
go up there
junk.
And get them out of there? Or
with what?
Sue their asses off?
That'll stop them.
Whatever company.
I'll lawsuit you. Bang. I'm still suing you.
No, bang. Well, go after the companies, the ones that did fall. And
great,
then maybe
but it still won't solve the fact. Okay, well, you lost a lot of money now, but shit's still falling out of the sky.
Yes, they should go up and retrieve it. Maybe that should be the space shuttle's objectives from now on. Instead of studying little lights in the sky, maybe they should protect the Earth.
Firstly, I think there's a lot of option for goodness.
Yes. Sim, you know, I really like you, and it's going to be a shame that I'm going to have to start hitting you with the table now. Well, are you like a grounder?
Well, I hope one doesn't come in my ceiling.
Are you a grounder? That's all
a grounder.
I
grounder.
What's a grounder?
Somebody who does not believe in a space program.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. We know more about space than our ocean. What's the point? Let's study Earth before going into space.
Well, because
maybe no, fix
I
want to
get the fuck off this rock now.
Let's put it this way.
Well, this one's done. Let's go to another planet.
That's right. Fucking A. I'm a virus. And I will spread cult right throughout the whole fucking galaxy. Absolutely. Me of the warlike species of meat-eating fuckers on Earth. I come to dominate you and enslave your race. Spread infectious diseases. Get the fuck out of my way.
We got
to
get this.
Now's a good time to play that Ghetto Boys song. You got that queued up or what?
Well,
we
got
to get this cosmic ball rolling, otherwise the real-life version of Captain Kirk won't have alien women to fuck.
Absolutely.
Forget about that. We want to have a chance to... Okay. Remember, we are the alien invaders.
We are. We've been trading for alien invaders our entire fucking life. We've been trading for aliens. We all know they're multi-fucking gangrel bastards. We all know that shit.
There's
we've seen them.
Plenty of life out there in
the
universe.
They all want our women.
We have to find them and kill them.
I don't have it, sir.
Don't have it?
No, I don't have the song. I deleted it. Terribly, terribly sorry.
I guess deleted it around the same time you deleted a certain bunch of pictures, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been deleting everything that's associated that Sean might like. Sean deleted some pictures from when I was in the hospital.
That's right.
Thankfully, Raven took some pictures, so I still have records.
Fuzzy.
Sim,
yeah,
you know why he
did that? I'll defuzzify them. You know,
he was being hopeful.
So, shit.
I have something else that I read on the news recently.
Yeah, get a real mic. Sorry. Here you go. It's just kind of hard to hear.
It's just back from the Seattle thing about police.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Vancouver City cops, their SWAT team was out on the gun range practicing with live ammunition. And they're firing away. And every now and then, they hear an extra shot. And they can't figure out where this extra shot's coming from. So they stop. You know, it happens a couple of times. Turns out there's two idiots on a hill off the distance shooting down at the SWAT team armed with live ammunition and fully automatic assault weapons trying to hit the targets.
Oh, great.
Stupidity.
Are they shooting at the SWAT team's targets or at the SWAT team?
They weren't sure.
They weren't sure, either or.
The two guys were so drunk it didn't really matter.
They're drunk and shooting weapons.
Good combo.
Isn't this something we should find a newspaper clipping for and send it into the Darwin Award?
I will try. No, they didn't die, unfortunately.
Fuck, they're definitely runners-up.
I know, but they definitely get at least an honorable mention.
That's right. So I've got Office Speak by you queued up. Have we played that? We'll play it anyway. Then I can get them all out of there.
Sure.
So this is... Sean Kay on Office Speak on Rant Radio.
What the fuck? Those you asked for it, you're now online. Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works.
Okay, politically correct was one thing, but then you have office speak. What the fuck is going on with office speak, where we actually call things like non-issues and problems are now opportunities and all that other Dilbert shit that's running on. I used to think Dilbert was just a comic, that stuff happened in there and you look at it and go, whoa, that's pretty severe, you know? Wow, sure, I'm glad my office isn't like that. But wait, office speak is happening. It's a reality. They sit there and go, well, you know, this is a viable thing that we should consider at this period in our life, on this structuring and power scale and all the rest of it. Nobody speaks fucking English anymore. Like, say what you mean. I challenge everybody out there within the sound of my voice. Not only send 99 cents a day to my story ass, but why don't you just say what you fucking mean? Like, say what you mean. If a guy's idea is stupid in a boardroom, and everybody knows his idea is stupid in the boardroom, just go, hey, you're an idiot, all right? You're a fucking moron, all right? There's no way that that idea is going to work. Stop, take a breath, go outside, get a large rubber band, wrap it around your head, and snap yourself the fuck out of it, all right? It's a dumb idea. Why is that so hard? Why are we so afraid to say what we think and say what we feel? I mean, you don't have to be super dink about it. You don't have to sit there, unless, buddy, every time he opens his mouth, a huge stream of verbal diarrhea erupts, coating everyone in the room, decreasing the group IQ by about 20 points. If he's one of these people, then fucking, yeah, by all means, wade into him with the worst tongue you can muster. But in the meantime, you can just say, no, I think that's a dumb idea, Greg. I think it's a dumb idea because you have no idea what you're talking about, whereas I do. And then explain it to him, and that would be all well and good. Personally, that's fine to me. I think that's great. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Ach, Mari, this what the hell show? You rot your brain!
Yo. Yo, 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 yo. We're back. And, is Raven going to do her thing first? Okay. Raven's got some thing she found or got it at work or...
I've got an awesome man-bashing thing. Sorry, guys. You'll laugh at these, though. So, okay, I'm at work, and one of my good friends hands me this thing, and I was peeing myself. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
So, basically, here we go. Why do men become so much smarter during sex? Because they're plugged into a genius. Let me see. Why don't women blink during foreplay? They don't have enough time. Why does it take 1 million sperm to fertilize one egg? Because they never ask for directions.
Oy.
Let me see. Why don't women have men's brains? Because they don't have the penises to put them in. Woohoo! Oh, let me see here. Why do men snore when they lie on their backs? This is the question. Because their balls fall over their assholes and they vapor lock. Why is it that men were given larger brains than dogs? So they don't hump women's legs at cocktail parties.
You've never dated me.
Doesn't prevent Dak.
Why is a man's pee yellow and his sperm white? So he can tell whether he's coming or going. Let me see here. Why did God put men on Earth anyway? Because a vibrator can't mow the lawn. And how many men does it take to put down a toilet seat? Nobody knows, because it's never happened. Yeehaw!
Hey, Raven. Why do...
Your mic's not on, Sean.
I have a couple of
retaliatory jokes. Just one thing. Raven, why do women basically fake orgasm?
To get it over with.
No, because they think we care.
And why do women close their eyes during sex? Because they can't stand to see a man have a good time. why do they have legs? So they don't leave a slime trail going from the bedroom to the kitchen.
And why do they have breasts? So men will talk to them.
That could go for some guys.
Why do they have
slime trails?
Branson Droll goes, is this thing on? Hello.
Oh, hi, Rancid Girl!
Oops, son!
We won't carry you like a six-pack, we promise. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about enough of that. Kathy and I left.
Bye.
He's switching
Skip
to his
Radio!
Hey, Skip.
Or Skip AFK.
AFK. What's that for?
What's that? So...
We still have the interview with Lars Ulrich coming up?
Yes,
we do.
Have you seen Asmodeus?
statement.
Where their feet so small.
While we're briefly on the subject, we should mention that Metallica's lawyers turned over a list of some 300,000 names to Napster.
Yep.
Actually, Lars.
Lars himself. But we'll get to that. I've got a great story before as a lead up to our interview.
But before we go into that, I want to get into a little something that Smokehouse sent me here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is I go into a little bit more detail about this in the brainwashing. But essentially, Smokehouse got fucked out of a job back in November because of the fact that there's this absolute fucking pinhead named Chris who, we don't have any last names. He didn't give me any last names. He could put them in the MRC now if he wants to. But this fucking Uber shithead decided it would be cool. Here's the deal, okay? He works in an office doing tech support for, like, CDs and shit, CDRs, stuff like that, okay? And what happens is that the higher-ups are all going to go to Comdex, and they leave this fucking pinhead who is, like, you know, one chevron higher than Smokehouse in the fucking rank structure of this company in charge.
Yet several chromosomes shy.
No, you know, because he's got his fucking tongue so far up the other guy's ass, it isn't funny.
He tastes what this guy drinks.
So, you know, he's sitting there, and they all leave. So what does this fucking Chris shithead do? He fucks off. He just kind of goes, oh, well, whatever, I'm going to show up like 3 days out, 10 days. He's gone, whatever. And so who's left in charge of this whole deal is, who's manning the camera? Oh, you have a little remote, okay.
Who's on the camera?
So what happened is that...
It's the spirit, Sean.
What's happening is that so he's left in charge. So he's got a everything is fucking going crazy, and Smokehouse is the guy who's got to get it going on. He's the guy who's got to sort it all out. He's the guy who's got to make it happen. This happens for a week now. So he's or actually oh, more than a week, 10 fucking days. Now, 10 days comes and goes. Buddy gets back, and Chris is all fucking got his shit in a knot because he feels threatened by Smokehouse. Now, I've got to wonder here what kind of a man this fella is, because this Chris guy, I'd really love to have a word with this guy. I really would. You know, just me and him and my shovel. And
I'd be more than happy to give you a hand.
Oh, yeah. I actually filled Uncle Dak in. No shit, Smokehouse, on this scenario. And what happened is this guy was goading Smokehouse and goading Smokehouse and goading Smokehouse to the point where Smokehouse eventually goes, ah, fuck this. And he says this. He says, fuck this. He says... a dirty word. And then Chris goes, what did you say? Could you repeat that? And he goes, I'm not going to repeat that, whatever. And he goes and is going to, like, no, when he stands in his way, we have to talk about this right now. And he's like, listen, man, I'm really pissed off right now. I'm going to leave and just go finish my work day. You want to talk to me? Talk to me about it later. I'm too angry right now. So, which is the thing to do. And bear in mind, he keeps standing in Smokehouse's way. Now, this is a sort of a side issue, but Smokehouse has MS. Okay, he's got crutches, and he doesn't have complete control of his body. So when people are, like, standing in your way, it's frustrating enough to have to deal with society and the way people deal with that. But when people start to exploit the fact that you don't have full mobility and you don't have all that going on.
Forget about the fact that you just...
This isn't a sympathy vote. This is just a bullshit thing to do. Okay, that's a fucking dick thing to do. As a matter of fact, had I been in that office, me and Smokehouse would both be out of a fucking job. We'd be smoking up over at his house. There's no way that shit would be on at all. I'm very sorry. I'd be like, fuck you. Hey, why don't you not do that because I'll smack the fuck up. That's not because Smokehouse is crippled. That's not because of that. Mm-hmm. And the guy's not crippled. He's just got MS. But the fact is, you don't have big people who have physically more statistics than you have fucking... SCP. Sorry, man. And you don't have big people picking on little people. It makes me insane. So because of this, he works the rest of his day. And then one of the higher-ups... Now, bear in mind, the higher-ups came back and said, holy shit, man. everyone demanded to be played on the next break. Your demands mean shit. You're not even in cult. We're not listening to you. The fact of the matter is, so Smokehouse gets pulled in the office by the same guys who say, oh, you're the shit, you've done an amazing fucking job, you're the shit, and they pull him in the office with this Chris faggot there, and they say, listen, you've done a great job, but you're fired.
the smokehouse. And, you know, it's all the guy can do to get out of that place with his dignity intact. You know, and he just gets fucking kicked in the nuts because some dickhead has got just a little bit of power. And pack your bags, you're going on a power trip. You know, that's not on. You know, it's really not
I have
on.
I have a piece of advice to impart to smokeouts. Get a lawyer.
Seriously.
Take this company to the fucking cleaners.
You're in. Because he swore to a lawyer, and it's legal. And not only that, because in the state of Illinois, where PR, where this guy is, if you utter, I guess they're right in the, if you utter a profanity in place of employment, that's reason for dismissal, you are denied UI.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And this is one of those things where the lawyers can't help you because he could take him to court. He's mentioned that. He mentioned that in his email. Here's the email. Here's the whole fucking shtick right there. You can get right into it. And there's...
Okay, smokehouse, there's another word that you should know. I'm sorry to interrupt Sean here, but this this is a bit of information. Yes, they could basically, you know, you may not be able to actually get legal representation because of this, but there is something you can get. It's called the press. And it's called public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to basically
works for one of our other cult members.
In this particular circumstance, go ahead, Doc.
I don't mean to put you down, but let's put it this way. You have a disability. Do you have any idea the public, like, just opinion that would go against the company for doing that? I don't mean to basically, you know, play on your disability, but the thing is, I'm sorry, there is a sympathy vote there, especially with the general pinheads who read the paper.
Yeah.
Seriously, use that and abuse these fuckers.
Profanity or not, there are mitigating circumstances here. You were pushed into that corner and pushed beyond the point
this
of
man basically,
human endurance. So
this man's violating your personal space. I'm sorry. It's like, look.
As far as the costs, you should be able to not only take them to the fucking cleaners, but get them to pay the court costs
now,
in addition.
This all happened back in November, so how's that going to hit shit? Because now it's passed up.
He's got 7 years.
Dad can claim it all as damages. He can claim it all as psychological damages because he doesn't want to seem like he's a crackhead.
Yeah, plus the time he's had off work that he hasn't been making money and probably whatever benefits he's been denied because of the situation or whatever.
Smokehouse, seriously.
If he doesn't get the original court case for damages or liability, he could probably get punitive damages out of it.
Not only that, basically.
Which is really the big number.
Here you go. Basically, try to prove, if you've got anybody in that office who's willing to basically back you up, who doesn't like Chris, don't make it as a civil suit against your company. Make it a civil suit against Chris.
If you can build a strong enough case, you might even be able to get a legal firm to take it on a contingency basis, which means you don't have to come up with any money up front.
Actually, I believe the ACLU has a special...
It's practically a fucking human rights violation.
Yes, that's what it sounds like to me, Boyle. Hey, basically just go out there and just say, hey, look, they wanted to fire me because I have a disability.
However, there's a certain amount of dignity here. Like, this guy doesn't want to...
No, I understand. No, there is your dignity, and I do dig that. But the thing is, we're talking about a chance to fuck the people who fucked with you, which, I'm sorry, remember, this is an old Sicilian term, and it is so true. Vengeance is a dish best served cold.
Yeah, I think that's going on.
It's been enough time.
Is that Klingon?
It's been enough time, and it is time to basically get
it's
yours.
It's fucking Shakespearean.
is that what it is?
It's actually it's from it might be from Shakespeare, but the thing is, it is actually a Sicilian proverb.
Yeah.
And no, seriously, go after these fuckers.
All right, so that's what we say. And bottom line, smokehouse, you got one of two things. Eventually, you're a fucking bright guy. You got a lot of shit going for you. You got the work experience. You got the tech experience. If you get yourself another job, what I would do is, you got a temper problem. Yeah, what are you going to do? Give me a fucking break. Yeah, they were all scared of you. Yeah, give me a break, man. That's just crazy.
Smokehouse, you don't have a temper. I have a temper.
No, I have a fucking temper problem, okay?
Have you ever hit anyone on the job?
Not that I'll admit to.
Ding, ding.
Your job entails hitting people.
No. We're talking about the job that I got. That's why I got fired from the GVRD. I picked a guy up and threw him in the river.
Okay, well, let's... Yeah, no shit.
He was a moron. To be dunked.
Yeah, no, somebody... I mean, small guys, man, like, you can just wait until you get yourself another job and then just try to extract some justice on this fucker. You know, we're talking Ken Hayduke style. You know what I mean?
Who's that?
Ken Hayduke? Well, if you don't know who Ken Hayduke is, he wrote a couple books from Paladin Press.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Ken Hayduke.
Yeah.
He's
him and my buddy, Ragnar Benson.
Ragnar Benson. Is either Ken Hayduke or Ken Hayduke or George Hayduke?
George, I think it's George Hayduke and basically Ragnar Benson.
Mr. Hayduke.
Mr. Hayduke.
And by the way, Sean, your new unofficial clan behind you in the cult, the Rocky Horror Sect. I played your Randall Hawk Horror National Convention, and they flipped. It was awesome. Wish you were there to see how many Sean K fans I made. Are you serious? How many people did you play that in front of? I'd be interesting to know. That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool.
Are you talking about the Rocky Horror Picture?
Actually, independent skip. I designed a clan with you guys in mind. To be honest with you, I wanted to get something in for that crowd, and that's actually Clan Cenobite, which is supposedly the people.
I don't have a clear definition of that.
What Clan Cenobite is, going down the clans? Why don't you hit the page? I'm going to go through a quick clan description, right?
Sure, just real quick. No, we're going to do the Lars Ulrich.
Then we're going to do Lars Ulrich.
Sorry for my voice cracking, but...
it's time to change. Okay, going down through the list. Here's a definition of what... Go up. Just leave it there. That's good. Going down through the list, here's what the clans are. There's the Hoongans. The Hoongans are all the techno junkies. These are the guys who are into wet wiring. You have to go back to that thing so I can keep going down. Thank you.
Posting it on the IRC for everyone to follow along.
Right. The Hoongan is the techno junkie. These are the Nikola Tesla crowd, the wet wiring guys, the guys who are into nanotech, all that kind of shit. Heavy, heavy, heavy into the, you know, weird forbidden technology. Okay? Then you've got the nomads, previously known as the floaters. Okay, nomads are the people who don't belong anywhere. These are the guys who are a little bit of everything. They don't want to lock themselves into one clan. They're just essentially there. That's what they're into. They're against the culture. They don't want to tie themselves down to any one particular clan, but they just kind of drift about, and hence their name, Nomad. And we have yet again to thank Smokehouse for that as well, because he came up with the concept for Nomad, and Prophet Fork drew
came
up the wicked symbol. Yeah, he came up with
a
name.
Great name.
So it's an awesome name. And then,
Floater was kind of,
Yeah, Floater was sort of shitty. And
Floater's
Fork,
a corpse that's been in the river for a couple of
years. Yeah, or something in the water or whatever. But Fork came up with an awesome symbol for it. Again, Fork came through.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so he's done a great job.
And with, like, the different directions.
Oh,
perfect.
Sexy. Then we have the flesh trippers. Now, these are the adrenaline junkies. This guy's like Rooster, downhill mountain bikers, all that kind of crowd. The guys who are into extreme sports, sport bikes, all that kind of shit. That's what they live for. That's what they're into. Okay? Then there was the Cenobites. Now, we have no one in Clan Cenobite. This is why I want Skip Radio to get in touch with me. This is the, you know, the people who are just sexy. You know, these are the people who are just like into, you know, sex, and they could be into drugs. They're into all the shit that everybody else is just really fucking weird. They're into black leather and thong masks and fucking zipper heads and the whole works. They're
the
just,
extremes of society.
Oh yeah, the really weird motherfuckers. They're the people that your mother warned you about. Okay.
Sounds like a date I'd like to have.
Yeah, no, trust me. Cenobites, you know, if I was going to get locked in the room with someone, it would either be, like, I'd either be a Cenobite chick or a goth chick. Or my wife, because she's both. And that's why I married her, because I love her. Anyway, so, Karen, right along. We have...
If she's listening.
In case she's listening. Oh, she knows. Then underneath Cenobites, we have the Deckers. Now, the Deckers is a cyberpunk term for the hacker, cracker, freaker. Because everyone's all, I'm not a hacker, I'm a cracker. I'm a freaker. I'm a freeloader. I'm a fuck you. You're a decker. Okay. You're into any kind of hacking, cracking, freeloading software. Software's your thing. Cruising around the shadow of the net. Then you know, breaking into shit, getting stuff for free. That's all decker good stuff. Okay.
Freeloader.
And then we have the gargoyle. Gargoyles,
clan of the gargoyle.
It's gargoyles. They're watching you, Capone X, the gargoyle.
The term for this, among those of you who aren't really up on clan speak, is a... Oh, God, I just blown my brain.
I'm not surprised. Gargoyles are the guys, they know, it's not what you know, it's when you knew it, okay? These guys...
I knew that a week ago, Sean.
I knew that 10 minutes ago, motherfucker. I beat your ass. These guys are the people who know about when a celebrity dies before their family does. Okay? They know everything that goes on. They see it all. The whole world unfolds in front of them.
And record it and keep it all.
And they archive it like Sim, and they keep it all.
If you want to know what's going on in your life, call up a gargoyle, because he'll just tell you about what's going on in your life.
Yeah, and he'll tell you shit that you didn't notice.
Can't leave
I don't
house,
know where my
modern
car keys
culture.
Are. Where's my car keys? Why did I leave my car keys? They're under the seat. Thank you. This is the Gargoyle. Then we have the Ronin. Ronin are the guys. Now, Ronin are not really a tech clan. Ronin are basically the Tim McVeighs of cult. They're the people who are genuinely just sort of pissed off, and they're a little bit more violent. Because a lot of people...
Jack was in the cult, he'd be a Ronin.
That's where he'd be. Now, these are people... A lot of people disrespect people who are into the war arts. Because the war arts are that's an actual expression of the self. It's a very ancient thing. And a lot of people disrespect it. But there's a place for these people in society. They try to put them into the army. They try to put them into jails. And they don't recognize that these people are a viable portion of keeping us free. I have a vision of one day where the Ronin sect sit back, and when the rest of the cult runs into actual physical conflict, the Ronin are the guys who pull these guys out. The Ronin are the guys who will meet you at the airport with the black van. The Ronin are the guys who will show up when you're in a bad fucking way. The Ronin are the guys who the gargoyles call when the webcams show that you're in the shit on a corner, and they phone the Ronin hotline, and they got a big black car that pulls up, and six guys get out with pickaxes.
That's right. 1-800...
Man. Yeah, pretty much. Wow, that sounds really bad. Let's just say the Ronin are the hand of the cult. They are the Iron Fist. That is what the Ronin are.
Okay. Without a velvet glove.
Without the velvet glove. Do not fuck with Clan Ronin, okay, because they are the people who will kill you, okay? Now, moving right on down, we have prophets. Prophets are the visionaries. These are people who are artists. These are people who... bring you everything that's cool. If it's cool, it probably came from a prophet. Even the concepts. This is where Hunyans get a lot of their inspiration from Mecca, the things like this. This all has to come from the imagination, from the id of the mind. And this is the prophet. And on the last one on the list there, alphabetically, of course, is the vampire. Vampires are the goth crowd. Always loved them. Used to be a goth. Loved it. It's great. They're sexy, they wear black clothing, they're out at night, and they scare the living shit out of people. They're great.
Goth chicks are cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're fucking...
I see a lot of crossover between Cenobite and vampire.
Cenobite?
Yeah, Cenobite.
Cenobite are more sexual, vampires are more the goth depression.
Yeah, a lot of people...
Vampires are more fashion, Cenobites are more fetish.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
The Cenobite of the fetish crowd, vampires, that's the whole goth culture.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically...
There's probably a good deal of interaction between the two.
Oh, well, there's a lot of clans that are closely related, like the Hungans and the Gargoyles get along huge. Hungan, Gargoyle, and Decker. The Flesh Trippers and the Ronin would go hand in hand. Vampires and Cenobites.
Yep.
And the Nomads, well, fuck, they just drift around everywhere. And they're friends
with
everybody.
They get along with everyone.
They just get along. Can't we all just get along? I think the clan that's in the lead is actually Nomad. Prophet.
Really?
Prophets? I see more prophets on the web.
I thought it would be either Gargoyle or Nomad.
I see more prophets on the web.
Well, I'm going to take a little look here. There's quite a few prophets. There's a lot of prophets. Okay.
We're building up in strength. Building up in strength. Really good. We finally got some vampires happening. Very good.
Yay, prophets, says a rancid girl.
Yay, a centipede. Okay, so, like the Iron Maiden fans. All right, so let's get on with the... What's happening with Lars? Why are you so leading for that?
Yeah, we're going to... I've got the Yahoo story. It's great.
Do you?
That one's just beautiful.
Okay, well, let's
That's the one that was on the page for... on the cult page.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There it is, and I'll post it on the IRC here. Oh, this one's just beautiful. Details it perfectly. Great little slant to it, too. Kind of beats on Lars. So I'm going to read this out, and then we'll get a hold of Lars on the line here. And so here we...
Yay, forking.
So maybe somebody could read this out for me, and I'll arrange the phone call.
Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich walked through a crowd of hecklers and supporters Wednesday, May 3rd, at the office of the MP3 trading company Napster Inc., and told reporters, "The true fans of Metallica are the ones who understand and respect what we're doing." Ulrich...
was there to turn in the names of more than 300,000 alleged copyright infringers. Metallica contend that the Napster users on its list illegally traded Metallica songs online by using Napster's popular software. At least three police officers and two nervous-looking security guards were on hand as Ulrich emerged from a black sports utility vehicle and walked through a throng of more than 20 journalists, including national television news crews. The delivery of 13 boxes containing 335,435 user IDs listed on 60,000 sheets of paper was spawned by a lawsuit the Hard Rock Veterans filed last month against Napster. The band, known for tracks such as And Justice for All, charges that Napster's namesake software enables copyright violations by allowing users to trade near-CD quality music for free without the copyright owner's permission.
Okay. Their response to our lawsuit was basically holding their hands up and saying, we have nothing specifically to do this, we're just providing a vehicle and service for people. Basically like the telephone company for drug deals.
Yeah.
Like, is the telephone company liable for it?
No.
For all the drug deals and things that happen?
Or no. Or for threatening calls, or for obscene calls.
That's right. Crazy.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Napster will review the over 300,000 pages, and they goes on to say, of course, if the ban would provide the names in a computerized form, rather than in tens of thousands of pages of paper intended to create a photo op, this would expedite the process. And
60,000 sheets of paper. Do you know how many fucking trees that is?
That is just crazy. Oh, just one second. You're having a problem here.
I'm sorry. No, apparently not. I mean, you know, because we're just the people, so we don't really have rights. Talking to the mic.
Should be considered personal. That's like a personal ID number.
No, I mean, it's... I can't even get into it. I mean, it's just... It's such a pile of bullshit. It's... forget about... I know we're all basically complaining about it and all the rest of it, but, I mean, this is... Not only is it, I
kind of understand some of their point of view. I mean, there is copyright infringement going on, and,
oh, yeah,
and they're potentially losing some album sales here. But, I mean, let's grab a dose of reality here.
Yeah.
You cannot put the toothpaste back in the tube.
No.
The genie is out of the bottle. It's over.
Fuck. They're dead. They don't even fucking know it. And I'm sorry. I mean, people like bands like Metallica, you...
Oh, looks like we got Lars on the line now.
Here we go.
Whoa. Hey, Lars, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
Hey, Lars, so how you doing today?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. I was just cruising around, you know, and with the James and the boys there, and I was going on, and then we started a call web page.
Well, you gotta use my online name. It's Sumerian, not James.
Well, where the fuck you are? What do you guys think you're doing out there? You know, putting all that shit up on the page about shovels and stuff? What the fuck's all that about?
Well, we're just... concerned that you're
going a little far, you fuckhead.
Yeah, going a little far. I mean, you're going after your fans. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, man. I mean, you used to be like a bastion of freedom and artistic freedom and stuff, and now you're like a jackbooted Nazi.
Well, it was a lot easier to be a bastion of freedom before, you know, I started making all this money, you know, because that's really what it's about for me now. You know, it's all about the money, of course. Because, you know, any kind of artistic credit, metal's dead. Everybody knows metal's dead. And most of the music's involved in it. It's like what I said before, you know, metal's dead. It went out in the late 80s. So, you know, we cut all our hair. We wear some patchouli. You know, and it's good now, you know. And I got my chakra focus, you know. And I took that little seminar that guy who Battlefield Earth gave me, you know. And I understand it, you know. It's starting to make a little bit more sense. But I just didn't regret, you know. You guys are... You know, you're taking a page from my history book, you know, about, you know, all the violence that's going on there. I mean, that's Metallica's past, you know. We've got to move past that now.
So if anybody has some questions for Lars and the IRC, we can direct them to him. Yeah, it does sound a little like Bobcat Goldthwait. Yeah. It's because the voice disguiser... We had to disguise his voice so that nobody could...
I have a question
to protect the identity of the innocent.
I have a question for Lars. Lars, are you really Satan?
Now, see, that's the kind of thing that I don't like to deal with. When you have people saying things like, you know, that you're Satan stuff. I mean, that's no good. That's all I have to do with a kinder, gentler Metallica. And what is this John Kennedy guy that keeps on talking about hitting me with shovels and stuff?
Well, he's a little angry.
He had to leave the room right now because he just could not talk to you.
Yeah, he would just go irate. He'd probably hang up on you, actually. So we just had to send him out of the room. How do you respond to your fans actually snapping your CDs? Like, they're totally giving up on you.
Well, that's fine. They already bought the CDs. They can buy all my CDs they want. Buy all the CDs you want, guys, and break them. I don't fucking care. I'll take your money.
So, you see, you've lost all musical...
So what, you're encouraging people to actually buy the CDs just to break them?
They can buy those CDs and cram them up their ass for all I care, as long as they buy the fucking record. You know what? They'll buy the next record, too.
Nomad Smokehouse says, can we send you a list of 336,000 ways to fuck yourself?
As long as you buy my CD, I don't care.
Lars...
Buy the CD.
Lars, I just have to say on behalf of all your fans, when did you become a whore?
Yeah, when did it switch over from when you were in it for the music to now that you're in it for the money? There seems to be a bit of a change, or a bit of rebellion back in the days, but now it seems to have changed.
Well, that was exactly the time the Load album came out, actually. That was the exact moment when we changed over. And we were under new management. We went from just junior cocksuckers to king cocksuckers. And then we came out with Load, as in Swallow My. And that wasn't enough, so we had to come out with another Load. And it just kind of, you know, went from there. You know, the Black Album was technically the beginning of the failure of, you know, the group. Because we're like 50 now, you know?
Wow, you
it's
guys
time
are...
to stay angry. You know, you the guys are just... gray. I'm not just a client of the Fusion Formula for Men. You know, that's a way of life now, and we've got to maintain that. It's very difficult.
You guys are just full of stuff, aren't you?
So, why did you personally go and hand this in? Why are you going on behalf of your record company? You only make like a dollar on every CD. Does Master of Puppets come to mind? Are you the puppet and the record company is the master of you and you're just the puppet handing these papers for them?
Well, actually, let's just clarify a few things. First of all, Metallica owns the rights to all of their songs. Okay? We own all of our rights. So every album you buy, the majority of the money does, in fact, go to Metallica.
I give that to you. Very smart.
So, you know, we wouldn't care if the record company was only getting a dollar. You know, if we only got a dollar from that. But since, you know, we're actually getting to be real prostitutes about this, and we get to see at least half of the money, I can afford, you know, to get my regular, you know, adrenaline injections to keep my body and physique looking young.
Somebody says Lars is the master of his puppet. So you think Napster and Nutella are actually taking money away from you? You think these people online would actually buy your album in the first place? They'd actually spend their hard-earned money?
Well, they listen to Metallica, wouldn't they? I mean, everybody wants to listen to Metallica. I mean, if they're listening to it online, it just shows they listen to it, wouldn't it, huh?
Oh, maybe.
Lars, one final question before we go.
Yeah, you seem to be
breaking
up
there.
That's getting crappy.
What about exactly is with this country deal that you've been going for nowadays? Because, like, didn't I hear steel guitars on your last album? Lars?
Yeah. That old woman there, that was her idea.
I guess you found out who Garth Brooks is, huh?
He's actually a good friend. He's a very talented boy, that man.
You're so hardcore.
I am, though.
Do you have anything to add or say? I think this is the end of the interview, because we all hate you.
Well, what the hell?
All right, that was Lars from Metallica. And jeez, what? I think we can bring Sean K back in the room because
Sean, Lars is gone.
Lars is gone. It's okay to come back in. I understand you're very angry about this whole situation with Napster and
yeah, Lars Ulrich on the phone.
We did, but you're in the bathroom. We had to do it while you're on a break because I mean you would just go off on him. And it would just... It'd
that's
be a,
okay.
It'd be a really...
That's all right. That's all right. I already went off on...
Your voice is sounding a little hoarse.
Yeah, it was a really rough shift.
What did you do in there, Sean? There's some green fog coming out.
I know. It was bad. But, yeah, no.
Do you like a crash course in vapor lock?
Please know that between you and her.
Fucking put sarin gas
in. Should we put a... Wanna play, do you want me to play Die Krupps doing a cover of Metallica?
Oh, sure. Is it, what song?
Nothing, nothing else matters.
One condition. Did actually any money go from the song to Metallica?
Probably, but we didn't pay for it. We downloaded it off the internet for free.
Good.
So none of my money went to it. So
yeah,
this
so
copy,
fuck him.
They could have got it straightened from the studio. Nobody got any money. So
that's right.
So fuck him. This is Die Krupps doing a Metallica cover of Nothing Else Matters on Rant Radio.
I think he's talking about money.
Nothing. Nothing else matters but the money.
But the money.
Oh, here it is. We weren't up. Apparently, I don't have the rest of the song. That's okay. Oops.
Sam, you didn't have a total song?
No.
I thought you checked every song.
I think that's probably a miscellaneous, so I don't really care about...
I just thought you checked
every song. Or somebody sent it to me, or, something like that. It doesn't matter. I don't really listen to Metallica anyway. I really don't like Metallica.
You know what we should play in the meantime, in between time?
What should we play?
We should play that Adam Sandler Join the Cult one.
That's good. And for people who missed it last week... Such as Dak. And Bert. It's great.
We're going to doctor the fuck out of this.
Then I will do a gross
hospital story after that? Great. Great. Okay.
We're going to doctor the fuck out of this.
Oh, actually, it's got quotes galore.
If you can go on Napster and doctor this thing up, here's a homework assignment. Make cult intros.
Make cult intros, yeah.
Make cult intros. We need some stuff to put on Rant Radio for cult. Right now, there's only my rant. And Smokehouse, you did an amazing job on my brainwashing intro. Make some cult promos. We need cult promos. Send us the cult promos.
For your specific clan or just cult
in general
or whatever.
And you can say something like this and doctor the hell out of it. Give a listen to this. This is pretty cool.
Oh, it's beautiful. And we'll be right back.
With Gross Hospital Stories.
Gross Hospital Stories. Oh. What's going on? It's all messed up.
Hello.
I know. Something is messing up.
Can't hear.
We're just going to have to wait. Well, they're hearing us because they're saying things about cult promos. Winamp has gone all crazy at the moment. Please stand by.
I guess Lars got to it.
He's taking down names, taking numbers, you know.
Yeah, he's kicking ass, taking names. Okay, yes, can you make cult promo graphics? Yes, you can make cult promo graphics. You've got a lot of people cranking in graphics, love the graphics, but it would be very cool to get some audio, to be really honest with you, because we've got a lot of people cranking in the graphics. Graphics are great, but it's just we can't really use them on the webpage because the way the webpage is built. That's Hoon Ganenki, the way he's got it. It's very dynamic, the webpage, so we can't just throw up banners on it. I'd love to. Some of the graphics I have being thrown in are fucking amazing. Love that mixer. Did a ton of good stuff. For a splash page, and And so it's very, very difficult for us. Like, most of the guy who does most of our graphics for the actual page is Fork. Prophet Fork does almost all of the graphics on the page that you see. So if people wanted to do, like, if you want to do, like, graffiti or a JPEG or something like that, that would be very, very cool.
But we're off or something?
Yeah, we're off. The
computer is gone. I'd try shutting some of this shit down.
Desperately click, pointing and clicking to do now.
Click, 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 click.
Hello. Let me guess. This is. Hello. There we go.
Are we back?
Okay, we're back. Nobody's hearing us yet, but we are back.
Ah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Now.
Sorry about that.
Let's try that cult intro again. And then
what was I going to play?
The Adam Sandler
cult. Oh, there it is. Okay. Hopefully it won't mess up again. It's been a long time since I rebooted this computer, actually.
By
Microsoft. Yeah, by Windows. And here is Adam Sandler joining the cult, hopefully. Zero listeners. What the hell?
Hey, man, I'm joining a religious cult. Now, that's ridiculous. Well, I'm joining it, so you got to sign up, too.
Talking about.
Hey, don't fuck me on this, man. Just sign up.
No, I'm not going to join a cult.
I can't believe you're pulling this shit on me after Monday night.
What?
I wanted to watch Monday Night Football, and you wanted to watch that other show, and we watched your show. I did that for you.
Yeah, well, you kept flipping back to the game.
I wanted to see the fucking score! What do you got to do that's so fucking important? You can't join the religious cult with me.
Well, I was going to go sunbathing.
Oh, boy. No, no, I don't think you should do that, because this guy Russell, he's the leader guy of the cult. He was rambling on during one of his speeches about the sun being bad.
Uh-huh.
Like the beast can't come out because the sun's too bright and it hurts his eyes or something. You show up all sunburned, that guy's going to be pissed at you and me.
Well, I'm not in the cult, so I don't have to worry about pissing the leader guy off.
Look, I'm starting to believe in some of the stuff the cult guy's been saying. Some of it makes a lot of sense.
Well, good, but I don't want to join the cult. I can still hang out. I just won't be in it with you.
The point is, I'm not going to have time to hang out with you because I'm going to be fucking busy with this fucking cult.
We'll visit on weekends. We'll work
no,
it out.
No, the weekends are like the busiest time. That's when we go to flea markets and fucking malls and talk people into joining, man.
Can I just join for a little while? I told my dad I'd visit him in Florida in 3 weeks.
You'll ask them, but we gotta join now.
Well, what's the hurry?
There's a girl I wanna meet there. What the fuck's your problem?
Well, I mean, I don't really have to believe in this stuff, do I?
No, no. Just fucking tell everybody you believe in this shit. When they say the sun sucks, go, yeah, fuck the sun. I fucking hate it too. Long live the fucking beast.
I don't know, man. This is crazy.
Look, they're gonna give you clothes. They're gonna give you a free haircut. You're gonna get clean.
It's not gonna be one of those weird haircuts, is it?
It's gonna be a haircut, all right? You said you need a haircut. They're gonna fucking cut your hair. You're going in saving $12. Just fucking do it!
You think the hot girl has a friend for me?
Probably. I don't. And if she doesn't, she'll go out and recruit one for you.
Well, all right. But hey, if I don't like it, I'm gonna escape, man.
Okay, that's up to you. 3 weeks later. Hey, buddy. Are you glad you did this?
Oh, this is the best thing I ever did. Thank you.
And you're not mad at them making you kill your father, are you?
You know, it's like they said. It was the only way to save him.
You're a good guy.
You're a better one.
All right.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
Isn't that like perfect?
That's
like
so
there's
sweet.
So many quotes in that.
That's so sweet.
Forget about the quotes, just that the whole skit is just beautiful.
Oh, it's so funny.
It is. Especially for me, because I actually, like, joined the, I was Catholic when I was a kid, and I actually joined the choir to meet a girl.
Then I...
so I can fucking understand this shit. I dragged one of my friends along. It's the best part.
Where's
Sounds
your friend
exact.
Now? What? Where's your friend?
He's still in New York.
Is he a Catholic?
Yes.
You're a friend. You're a fucking dink.
Hey, I got laid.
So if you want to doctor that, it's called C-U-L-T, while joining the cult by Adam Sandler. You can download it freely from anywhere.
Absolutely.
Very easy to find.
To be honest with you, nothing gives me a bigger fucking thrill than to see the stuff that other people do for cult.
Oh, it's amazing the effort they put into it.
It is, and I got to tell you, no matter what anybody does, if you guys want to email me shit or you can upload it to the FTP, eventually I'm going to be running an FTP at my place as well, so you can download it up to me, or you can email me with info and jack it up to Sumerian right now, and because he wants to see all this shit too. Wow, it's just very, very cool. It's just very fucking cool that, you know, Caponex, all the work that you've done, Smokehouse, all the work that you guys have done, Fork's done a ton of work.
Sean really loves this shit.
Yeah, I do. I eat this shit up.
I have, like, come in, and he's had, like, a tent pole.
He's serious. Like, look at this. Look at this shit. It blows my fucking mind that there are, because, you know, a lot of these guys out there, even the guys who just tune into the show and make fun of me and shit like that, like Emperor Chang, and then there's, you know, even, it's amazing to me. We've been going for a year and a bit now.
Year and a half, something like that.
And there's some hardcore motherfuckers who've been tuning in every year, and it's just crazy.
God damn, I get no credit for anything I've done.
Cheers, door. And what about Nixter? Yeah, and what about the Nixter? What about the Nixter? I mean, the guy just did a brand new fucking Flash intro that's devastating.
Yeah.
Which is, we're going to try to get up on the Patreon.
Yes, we will mention all of you who have worked your tiny little asses off.
Yeah, and the bottom line, and Rooster, he drops in fucking links to me, like, almost daily.
The links are great.
And I always need contact, so it's always cool. Caponex, Sean, ever get the stuff I uploaded to Sims FTP?
I don't know. What stuff? There's lots of stuff. Probably. I show them everything that you upload. And if there's any rants and stuff, we play it on the show.
Yes, Sir Oyster. Yes, all of you. Come on. All of you, yes, you've all done an amazing job.
Zero Star.
Zero Star made up the K? No.
I thought Fork actually came up with the K. Fork. I could be. I don't want to start dissing people and getting people pissed off for credit. Okay, because I'm not. Do you have any idea how many fucking emails I answer every day? I'm really sorry, dude, that I can't
keep everyone straight.
Sean's mind does not actually have a filing system.
I also have a job.
You remember?
I hate to tell you this.
Real person.
Sean Kennedy is someone else when he's not the fucking
Sean Liu comes down every Sunday to deliver onto us.
So Zero Star actually did come up with the original K. Okay, there you go. But
you see people foolishly between, you know, cult shit and rant radio here. Sean has a job and actually tries to have a life.
Yeah, he's got this wife thing going, and he has like a car.
She makes these unreasonable demands on his time, like having some of it.
Not only that, but Prophet Scribe is probably going to be down here next week.
Two rings. You want me to answer it? Just one call before we do growth talk.
Who is it?
This is the call probably of the night. Hi, you're the only call on Rant Radio tonight. Who is this?
It's the Nixter.
Hey, Nixter, buddy.
Come to complain about.
No, he was going to call me.
I want credit where credit's
due. No. Yeah. He told me he was going to call. He's calling.
What about that middle finger, man? That was awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. That Flash intro. Oh,
it's very sexy. Yeah, what we're going to be doing, buddy, is we're getting Anki's got to upload that to the page because I don't fuck with any of the code whatsoever. It's all Anki. So he's got to get his hands, I guess, on either the source code. I'm not up on the terms, but he needs the actual code that is involved with that, so he can put it on the page.
Yeah, I know. I've been gone all week, or weekend, and I'm going to get it all together and send it out there.
Okay, cool.
Excellent.
Yeah, that can either go to Anki at Rant Radio, or you can get it to Sim, and we can get them to him or something.
One of us.
Yeah, we'll get it over, because it's just, I got to tell everybody who's listening, man, people who are tuning in to listen to the show, that you should see the fucking Flash intro that Nixter did. It's sexy. So how you been? How's your trip going?
Oh, it went pretty good, you know, got a little sunburn. And
where are you?
What?
Where are you?
I'm back home.
No, where were you?
Omaha, Nebraska. US of A.
Getting a tan in Omaha.
No, where we went to, Utah.
Oh.
Utah!
Arches have my National sympathy. Park.
Where?
Arches National Park.
Oh, what are you doing there?
Oh, just seeing the arches. A bunch of crazy friends decided we were going to take a trip on the weekend, spend a little money.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Hanging with your buds. Excellent.
Did you get laid?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Oh, that's no good.
The woman's gone on a trip to Montana for a week.
Wow, where's everybody going?
Oh, I don't know. Everyone just wants to go on a trip. You know, school got out and
right.
Oh, it's ended.
But is school over? Is it school's over?
It's getting over, right?
It's, well, it you know, the semester ended for college. And
Right. You're actually an adult. Right now, okay, so. Sorry. That was my confusion. I'm not used to our listeners being an adult.
Yeah, but...
almost voting age.
Yes, oh, over voting age.
Yeah.
Drinking age.
Wow.
21
wow,
or older.
You're one of the old ones.
The only thing I can't do is rent a car because you have to be 25.
Or get a taxi license or something, too.
Yes.
He's crazy.
Hey, well, 100 years ago, the world would have been your oyster because you're free, white, and over 21.
Man boobs.
Man boobs.
Yes.
Okay, what about them?
I have them, and it seems to be a problem with everyone, but I wanted to say a member of Cult has man boobs, so anyone can in Cult can have man boobs.
Okay.
Absolutely. We endorse man boobs.
Are they up for free fondles? Is this what you're offering?
You're talking about one of these babies?
Oh, Dax showing off his. He needs at least a B or C cup there.
Lactating man boobs. Mine are only about maybe a B.
Maybe a B?
Maybe a B.
Yeah, high A or a B, huh?
Yes, yes.
Okay, very cool. Oh, we got to get on to gross hospital stories before everyone falls asleep.
Okay.
And say what the hell, and I'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Good to hear
much.
From you, man.
Nick's better.
All right, so let's get the intro for Gross Hospital.
It's already queued up.
We're ready to go. There it is. Fire it.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Zach on Rant Radio.
Rant Radio. Go long.
Week.
Hello, boys and girls. It's your old Uncle Dak. And your old Uncle Dak done and went and fucked up.
Uh-oh.
Your Uncle Dak basically went and took his first aid course, which was kind of amusing because some good things came out of it. Like I met a chick there, which we won't go into except for... Actually, yeah.
Maybe next week.
I will tell that. Instead of really a gross hospital story, I'll tell this because it does... it ties in... To a gross hospital
story.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know if you all remember, but a few months back, I told about the most, the most persistent suicide attemptee I had ever had. This chick, first of all, tried to kill herself, and they took her into the hospital, and they brought her to Langley Memorial. And she broke a piece of glass and hid it in her mouth. And took it with her into her room and tried to cut her throat. Well, we found her, tried to cut her wrist. So we found her, took the glass away from her, thought we had all of it. We patted this chick down. We didn't find anything, and we placed her in the lockup. She had another piece of glass and continued trying to...
Where'd this one come from, Uncle Jack?
I have no idea, and I haven't asked. Trying to saw through her wrist to kill herself. But we stopped her.
Persistent.
Then she tried to run away. And I pointed out to her as I ran up to her, saying, look, you're wearing pajamas. You're in the middle of Langley. Where the fuck are you going? She went, yeah, good point. Turned around and came back. By the way, I should explain why she was trying to commit suicide. Sean will understand this. She had spent 8 years in the Air Force in Cold Lake, Alberta.
That'll do it.
Well, anyhow, time goes by. She was released.
Mm-hmm.
God knows what happened to her. Ding! Your Uncle Dak is taking a first aid course. He sits down in the course and looks at the people sitting around him thinking, God, I'm in a complete pack of losers.
They're looking around the room going,
Jesus,
I'm in a complete pack of losers.
And who's that big fat loser over there staring at me?
He stands out from the rest.
Well, I look over and I notice this one chick standing there and I'm thinking to myself, I know her. Where do I know her from? Well, it turns out that this is the same chick who tried to commit suicide in the hospital.
Ding, ding, ding.
Her name's Tracy. Well, we spend the next 2 weeks learning first aid.
Practicing first aid on each other.
Practicing first aid on each other.
Where's the best bone?
Among other things. Well, your Uncle Dak is now dating this girl.
After much mouth-to-mouth.
Actually, we haven't done mouth-to-mouth yet. There's a long story on that anyhow, but... No, just proving the point that any chick that would go out with your old Uncle Dak has got to be carrying a freight load of baggage because...
Zoran Jeremy of the dating world, Uncle Dak.
Yep, that's right. So that's
if Uncle Dak can get that, you can too.
All right, I have a quick question. Just getting back here.
That was so gross, Dak.
Are you getting the thought of going mouth to mouth with Dak? Pretty gross hospital story. I generally, as a question, I'd like to say that I generally.
Scarf says go Dak.
I make it a rule not to get involved with crazy people. Especially crazy people who shove glass in their mouth and then try to go down on me.
We have not had sex. We've not had sex. We've just
make sure you give her a good tongue kiss before she goes down on you.
Full cavity search.
Full cavity search with the tongue. What are you doing? Nothing. I just tried to be romantic. What's in your cheek?
You know, those fizzy pop things. No.
Get the fucking broken leg really on
hey, 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 she's much better.
How much time has passed?
Better than
four,
what?
4 or 5 years.
Oh, years. Okay, good.
Okay, somebody was in
That's
the
pretty extreme.
Somebody was in the IRC here. Zero Star. You said that you have a cult K for Half-Life. Is this meaning like it's some kind of a graphic
Send
that runs around?
No.
They spray it on the ground when they make a kill or something.
I thought, you know how you do like the, in Half-Life and, what's the other game? Is it Quake where you basically you can spray tags?
Yeah, you spray tags on the wall so I made a kill and you can spray a tag. And so people made it and it went up for Rant Radio before or something.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So he has a cult.
So this is for all the gargoyles and Ronin out there running around playing Half-Life. They can start doing cult graffiti in a cyber world?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that gives me a huge...
Isn't that
huge
awesome?
...fucking hard-on. I'm going to touch myself in the shower and think about that. That's just...
Tell us all about it later.
Wow. That's fucking cool.
It is very cool.
That is fucking cool, man.
Yep.
You know what we need?
One of our listeners has set up a server, and it actually advertises the show every time you log into the server.
Oh, does it? Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, you told me about that.
Yep. Very cool. Probably got a lot of listeners.
What we should do...
I have a bloody shovel.
A bloody shovel. That's your weapon.
Thwack.
You know what we need to do?
Bang.
We need to bring somebody out there. You can broadcast it around. Talk to all the other cult members. I should probably put it up on the webpage.
Yeah.
People who log in. But we need a cult team for first person shooters. That would be awesome.
Anyway, quick note. Call of Cthulhu first-person shooter coming out. Everyone keep aware and be ready.
Yeah.
Deep ones need shotguns.
Yeah.
If you don't know what any of this means, you're a loser.
Oh, that's very cool. It's a K that is sort of carved out of a circle.
Oh, that's awesome. That'd be fucking sexy. Like, somebody get me JPEG. I want pictures. Don't send me the mods because I'm running software that won't support that. That's all I'm going to say about that. But send me pics. I want pics. Kennedy@rantradio.com. And as a matter of fact, just as we sign out here, can we play up the cult intro, the cult
sure.
Cult rant?
And we'll be out of here. Let's just do the goodbyes and the IRC there.
Sure.
Goodbye, everybody, from your old Uncle Dak.
No, not us. No, not us.
No, these are the hard ones who stuck around. We got goodbye from, let's see, we got thanks for Caffeine High, Centibyte Skip, buddy. You're not allowed to put that name on there until you talk to me.
Kennedy@rantradio.com.
Kennedy@rantradio.com, Skip. You know
you can be a Centibyte after.
Email me, Skip. Email me. Emperor Chang. Flesh Tripper. Skip. Skip. You don't know where I've been, Skip. Flesh Tripper Rooster. Gargoyle Caponex. Hunganenki. Hungan Midget. Kendra. Josh K. Nakatter, Nomad Buck X, Nomad Romulus, new guy, welcome.
Hey,
Nomad Smokehouse, Prophet Nixter, Prophet Fork, Prophet Rancid Girl, good to see you, honey. Prophet
we all love
Stry,
you, Rancid
Prophet
Girl.
Zero Star,
I want you to have my children.
And Vampire Asmodee. You can't touch any of my fucking cult people.
Why can't I?
Because I'll stick an axe in your face. All right,
might break off the handle and.
Might slow me down.
So we're going to, and going around the room, I guess we'll
don't
say.
Need the camp, but
we don't need a camp for around the room. So
I just do that for pictures.
Bye from your old Uncle Dak once again. Bye.
Bye, old Uncle Dak.
Bye bye.
Bye, old.
Oh.
I might not be here next week because I'm going camping.
What are we
going
to do? You had that flavor, the balance.
I'm going camping.
You're going
crazy
camping?
People.
Yes.
With who?
With the new chick?
What? I may or may not be going. I don't know. It's
with who?
With Bert there.
Uh-huh.
And his.
Have any money.
I don't have any money, but I thought you guys said I could come.
All right, we'll dispute that later.
I guess maybe I'm not coming. Maybe I just got told to fuck off here or something.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. Kick his ass. Kick his ass.
Fight online.
Kick his ass. Okay. Goodbye from Sean Kennedy.
I thought you said you wanted
mad.
To fight.
All right.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye from Bert.
Rancid Girl says she keeps my children in her closet.
Because the cult leader always has monopoly on the female members. Fucking right, Emperor Chang. There's a boy with a good idea.
She must be with the cult leader first.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Then he can hand them out.
Yeah. That's a good one. The cult leader is controlled.
Dark one, woman.
The cult leader is controlled by the dark one. Just in case,
so
you're
it probably won't be happening.
Yeah, so it won't be happening.
Dark one, woman.
So really, the cult is controlled by the dark one.
Yes, that's actually.
Oh, now the truth is revealed.
Yes. My wife, the dark one.
Kill her behind the throne.
Kill them all.
Dark one, woman.
Going around. Say goodbye before this degrades.
Bye from Raven Lunatic.
This could degrade.
And 200% sexy projectile vomit man.
Our headphones are soaking wet.
My headphones are moist.
And I'm sure all you listeners' speakers are a little bit moist out there as well.
Okay, so
for whatever purpose.
We got the cult.
And this is Sumerian saying goodbye. And we don't have the cult thing yet.
And send us more cult promos. We need cult audio promos. Please.
Dad
right.
needs your word.
And rants.
And rants. Cult rants and rants
and
promos
pages
and pages and fucking send it all.
Send everything.
Commit your life to it.
Money. Send money.
Send women.
We'll put on.
Women and money.
We'll put it on the show.
Send lawyers, drugs, and money.
Send funny MP3s. Anything.
Send sexy MP3s.
That's right. So this is goodbye from everyone here. See
no
you
Shishin
in 6 days and 22 hours and all that. Crap, and tell everyone. Listen to the show. See
send
ya.
More cops.
Send bye more bye. Ambulance attendants.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see.
Fuck,
you know what?
That.
I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now! I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, butt trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves. Never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized. That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, homie. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away after all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cults, you want to get involved, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.